this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In the Middle East, Iran has attacked commercial ships across the Persian Gulf and targeted Dubai International Airport. It's day 11 of the war against Iran as Israel and the U.S. continue their aerial assault. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says U.S. forces have begun to target Iran's military-industrial complex.
Focusing on centers of gravity to get upstream of the shooters out in the field in order to deny them the ability to continue to generate those one-way attack drones.
We're paying quite a bit more at the gas pump since the war started, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt predicts the recent increase in oil and gas prices is temporary.
Once the national security objectives of Operation Epic Fury are fully achieved, Americans will see oil and gas prices drop rapidly, potentially even lower than they were prior to the start of the operation.
North of the border, shots were fired at the U.S. consulate in downtown Toronto. On CTV, Chris Leather with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said it's being treated as a national security incident.
For the moment, while the early stages of the investigation are taking place, we have increased security around embassies and consulate buildings here in Toronto and in the Ottawa region.
There were no injuries. Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris are advancing to an April runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Trump had endorsed Fuller. Several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, downing trees and power lines in an area south of Chicago. The stormy weather overwhelmed the 911 center with emergency calls. On Wall Street, stock futures are flat this morning. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had early delays on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. If you're heading around to the Mormon Temple, it was late lifting construction on the outer loop after Georgia Avenue and around to Connecticut Avenue. It has cleared the roadway. Slow recovery. Going to be backed up early between New Hampshire Avenue, Route 29, and around to about the Georgia Avenue ramp. But it is trying to get better. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a pretty bad wreck in southern Maryland this morning. Five vehicles are involved at Route 4 at Route 260. That's west of Chesapeake Beach. A number of lanes are blocked there at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very warm day ahead of us, but we're also tracking some strong to severe storms. Highs in the upper 70s today with storms firing up later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, even a brief tornado possible. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in White Marsh and 52 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines. Lines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that Anthony Brown is asking a federal court to immediately halt any construction or retrofitting of an ICE detention facility warehouse in Washington County. The emergency motion comes after the DHS and ICE awarded a construction contract to begin renovating the property near Williamsport. And two people have died following a crash involving motorcycles in southeast Baltimore on Tuesday, according to authorities. The deadly collision happened around 8 p.m. near the intersection of Pulaski Highway and and Armistead Way. And Wes Moore has maintained for months that he's not jumping into the 2028 presidential race, but recent activities suggest there's an inkling of interest as some question whether he would be able to garner enough support to be successful. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 850, the pick 4, 4196. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a shocking development in the NFL last night, and it happened right here in Baltimore. The Las Vegas Raiders releasing a statement at about 8 p.m. Eastern last night that simply said this: the Baltimore Ravens have backed out of our trade agreement for Max Crosby. We will have no further comment at this time. The All-Pro defensive end had been in Baltimore the last few days taking his physical, anticipating the deal being made official today. The NFL Network's Mike Garofolo saying Crosby's physical did not go as planned.
Did you speak to a source familiar with the reasoning here? We can confirm it is a medical reason. That is the reason why this trade did not go through. Again, these things are subjective. I say this all the time. You can say, oh, they failed him on a physical, and you say, oh, okay, well, 30 doctors in a room would all agree. That's not how it works.
Well, that leads to speculation that there's something amiss with the trade. At this point, though, Crosby goes back to Vegas. The Ravens get their two draft picks back and continue their hunt for another pass rusher. The Bengals' Trey Hendrickson, who is 3 years older than Crosby, is still available on the market. Meanwhile, the Ravens lost two more players to free agency yesterday, bringing their losses now to 9. Linebacker and special teams ace Jake Hummel signs with the Texans, and the gobsmacker, 6-time Pro Bowl fullback Patrick Ricard joins John Harbaugh in New York, a 2-year deal making him the highest paid fullback in the league. Coming up in 30 minutes, a shocker at the WBC. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up in this hour, the Baltimore County Council debates salary and pension increase bills yesterday. And the public not happy with the latter, obviously. A Baltimore police officer shot in a barricade situation, Park Heights Avenue. New yesterday. We still don't know the suspect's name. Why is that? But John Buffoon, the Senate Majority Leader, is going to schedule a show vote on the Save America Act
sometime this week or next week or whatever the case may be. This is just to really, he knows there's, he doesn't have the votes for it. He knows he won't lobby for it. He knows he's just trying to do it to get it off the docket and get President Trump off his back. This is the most important piece of legislation to come down. And in fact, even more important than the one big, beautiful bill last year. This bill, the Save America Act, deals with the integrity of our elections and many other cultural issues that are important to America as a nation that we need to survive. Without it, we'll talk about some of the unintended or maybe intended consequences in just a moment. But here's what President Trump said about the Save America Act just the other day.
But we're going to push them to get it done because I don't think you can politically exist if you're not going to do voter ID in these states. I don't think the people in this country will stand for it. So I'm making my biggest plea tonight. It'll make you, and I'm not doing it for this reason at all. It'll guarantee the midterms. It'll guarantee the midterms. If you don't get it, big trouble, my opinion. If you get this, you're midterms, and they know it. For two reasons. Number one, they won't be able to cheat. And number two, the people are demanding it. Every time I go out, Save America, sir, Save America Act. We want the Save America Act, sir. That's all they talk about. They don't talk about housing. They don't talk about anything. That's what they talk about. And if you send it up there, you're going to win the midterms at levels that you can't even believe. And you're going to win every election for a long time until somebody really screws things up, and hopefully that won't happen. But I've never been more confident that if we keep these promises and deliver in this popular agenda, the American people will stand with us in overwhelming numbers, just as they did in 2024. I heard Mike say it's actually 78 million votes, but it was actually 86. You know, they cheated like hell. Unless, but it was too big to rig. Remember? We did. I won three times. First time was great. Second time, they cheated like hell. It was COVID. And their cheating was at an inspirational level. We can't let that ever happen again. And then they cheated again in the last election, but I went up. The term I used most was too big to rig. You got to go out. Don't believe, because we had polls having us way up. I said, don't believe the polls. Go out and vote. Make it too big to rig. And that's what happened. So a couple of races they cheated on. They got away with it. A couple of Senate races, my opinion. But we have to make it too big to rig, and that's what we did. But we shouldn't have to win an election that way. You could have a hard time winning elections that way. So you got to get that passed.
Yeah, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of this. President's right. We're already, we have an FBI investigation in the election of 2020 in Fulton County, Georgia. That's Atlanta. And now in Maricopa County in Arizona, that's Phoenix. And who knows if other swing states are soon to follow as well, because there was wholesale cheating going on in that election with mail-in ballots, as we now know. So John Thune's response is coming up in just a second for you. We'll also hear from Chuck U. Schumer as well. 6:13 traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic on this hump day. It is Humpty Dumpty Johnson.
Nice. Real nice.
Are you sitting on the wall right now?
Yeah. Thinking about you, Mr. Casey. Waiting if I can see if I can follow you and scramble you a little bit.
Good one.
We can see where we're going this morning, which always helps. No fog in the area. Good conditions on the Beltway. Looking at you live here on the west side, coming into the ramps at I-70 Security Boulevard, coming down from about the area Liberty Road and 795. All the lanes are open. Very quiet early. We always like that at both the harbor tunnels. Under 5 minutes right now at 895 and 95. Capitol Beltway still going to be a little bit slow. Late lifting construction this morning. They didn't get out of there till almost 5:30 on the outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. Really backed us up early. Not going to recover. Heavy traffic now from New Hampshire Avenue going around to the Mormon Temple and eventually to the American Legion Bridge. That's a bad wreck in southern Maryland. Five vehicles. I don't understand. At 5:15, they have five vehicles involved in a wreck on Route 4 west of Chesapeake Beach. But there it is. And most of the northbound lanes are blocked at Route 4 at Route 260. A lot of police cars on the scene there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be pretty nice day today. If you loved yesterday, we got to 84 yesterday. It was only supposed to be in the mid-70s, and somehow we made it to 84 today. The highs in the upper 70s, and then some strong, severe thunderstorms are expected later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, or a brief tornado could be possible through this evening. Yep. Rain overnight and Thursday morning, and that's going to drop temperatures into the upper 40s by tomorrow. So we'll see a 40-degree swing in just a couple of days. It's Maryland, folks. Yep. Right now, 54 in Annapolis, 56 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. There's a new NBC poll shows the most popular American is, who do you think it is? Most popular American today. Trump? Good guess. No, it's not Trump. It's Pope Leo the 14th. Maybe they meant most popular. Who knows? Hope it doesn't give him a big head. If he does, there's plenty of room in that hat of his.
And I don't understand still, and I've said this before, if he's the Pope, why is everything he does papal? He ain't the Pope.
That's right.
He's leave the Pape in Dundalk.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I know people in Dundalk to call him the Pape.
That's
that
right.
That's how they say it.
Disney Plus is developing a new series called Tink, a live-action drama built around Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. I understand it will star Don Lemon as Tink. Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed on to star in the new Conan the Barbarian film.
Why?
This one will be relabeled Conan the Octogenarian.
Medicare Conan.
That's right. President Trump has been buying pairs of his favorite Florsheim shoes for his staff. The shoes have now become part of the unofficial White House uniform. The president said he did that because he wants no flip-flops in the White House.
I read something where he says he shines his own shoes.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Something about his father said a man shines his own shoes.
Right.
Which is kind of weird because when you're in New York, everywhere you go, there's a shoe shine stand.
They're everywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mark Zuckerberg has purchased a social network exclusively for AI bots. It's a Reddit-like message board on which humans cannot post. They're calling it No Facebook.
No.
AI bots. I mean, this AI stuff is getting scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Hey, today is National 311 Day, and there's a new TV series coming out called Rescue 311.
It's the show about the brave men and women of your local municipality who are there when you kind of need them. It's Rescue 311.
311, what's your non-emergency?
Help, there's a pothole on my street.
Yeah, it's March. A paving crew will fix it sometime late June.
When you need the kind of help only a city employee can provide, call 311.
Help, they haven't picked up my trash yet.
Sir, it's only 7:15 a.m. Just stay on the line with me and we'll get through this, okay?
Don't miss all the white-knuckle, edge-of-your-seat action.
Help. My neighbor's fence is 2 inches too close to my property line.
No problem. We'll send out a surveyor in 6 to 8 weeks, Karen.
Rescue 311.
Wait, how did you know my name is Karen?
Yeah, lucky guess.
Can't wait for that one. Rescue 311. Oh, yeah. Hey, the ratings are in for the most happiest city. Happiest cities in the United States. The happiest city. Fremont, California.
Fremont.
Followed by Bismarck, North Dakota. Never been to either one of those. No. I have been to Scottsdale. That finished number 3.
I like that.
Followed by South Burlington, Vermont, and Fargo, North Dakota, all in the top 5. Charleston, South Carolina was in the top 10. Pretty nice town, Charleston.
Yeah, very nice.
Columbia finished 13th. Columbia, Maryland.
Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Washington, D.C. was 33rd on the list. Tampa finished 68th on the most happiest cities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's because of all the buffet cities they have there. People like to go out and
that's
buffet.
We're happy in Brooksville. What the hell with Tampa?
I don't think Brooksville made it.
No.
They didn't make the cut. But guess where Baltimore finished? I'll tell you, Detroit is dead last, okay?
Okay, now how many total?
182 cities that were.
179.
Baltimore. 172. That's a good guess, Maggie.
Do I win a new car?
Baltimore, yes, you win a visit with Pope Leo. Dover, Delaware was only was worse than us at 174, but that's pretty bad. Bottom of the pack once again. Baltimore, one of the least happiest cities in the country. And that should
I wish I was surprised.
No big surprise there. So,
could I throw a shout-out to my dad today?
Absolutely.
Passed away 48 years ago today.
Wow. So, happy heavenly birthday, Dad.
I know you listen. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
World War I veteran, correct?
I'm sorry?
Was he World War I veteran?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
He was almost 50 when I was born.
Mm.
He was still batting.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. And next thing you know, here I was.
That's right. They brought all the milkmen. They ran a lineup. And you didn't look like any of them.
No, I looked just like my father.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Strong resemblance. Look at that.
My father was in France in 1918. Can you imagine that?
No.
Wow.
18 years old.
Wow.
Born in 1900.
Okay. At 50, God bless him.
God love him.
Yeah, God may rest in peace. Yeah. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Appreciate him.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So coming up next, we'll hear from the weak-kneed Rhino John Thune, Chuck Hugh Schumer. John Cornyn weighs in as well on the Save America Act and what could happen if we don't get this done immediately. You're listening to Casey and Company.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
So the other day when Senate Leader John Buffoon was once again proving why he's the poster child for the spineless rhino deep state swamp establishment in a, I think, a stunning display of arrogance and detachment from the American people. Buffoon dismissed the growing grassroots movement demanding passage of the Save America Act, suggesting that the pressure campaign is nothing more than a manufactured effort by so-called paid influencer ecosystem, end of quote. So these are the paid influencers. These are that he's saying that is pushing the Save. Well, again, I guess the biggest paid influencer would be President Trump, because that's who's asking for the Save America Act. The House did its job and passed the Save America Act. So this is once again, Senator Mike Lee fired back after Rhino Buffoon claiming support for Save America Act is driven by paid influencers. Anna Paulina Luna out there and many other members of Congress are saying, posting now, saying that they're not paid influencers. They just, he should listen to the American people. So we'll get Thune's response coming up in just a second and how he's trying to be fast and loose with this this scheduled vote. 6:23, traffic weather on the freeze. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels and looking at you live here right at 895 going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Speeds are still good, definitely under 5 minutes right now. 95 next door, we can see you there at the Keith Avenue ramp that's starting down the hill and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, all the lanes are open. The west side outer loop now should start to fill in right in that area around 795 and Liberty Road. Yeah, just now the brake light's beginning just north of Liberty Road. Within the next 7 or 8 minutes or so, it'll be back to 795. Watch your speed coming around from Park Heights Avenue and Reisterstown Road. Big wreck, Southern Maryland. They're still working on it. Route 4 at Route 260 west of Chesapeake Beach. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be, it starts off very sunny and mostly clear. Upper 70s for the high today. Then we're expecting strong, severe storms later this afternoon with damaging winds, hail, a brief tornado could be possible through this evening. Rain overnight Thursday, and then, of course, the temperatures are going to drop by tomorrow because of this cold front and the rain coming through. Right now, 49 in Ocean City, 56 in Severn, and yet another blatant betrayal of the president and the American people and the American First agenda. Senate Majority Leader John the Buffoon Thune once again showing his true rhino colors by flatly refusing to make any changes to the Senate rules that would allow the critical Save America Act to pass. So what he's going to do, he's going to schedule a vote, but he knows he's not going to change the rules. He knows he's not going to do the talking filibuster, and yesterday he said there are no votes to support that.
We don't have the votes either to proceed, get on a talking filibuster, nor to sustain one if we got on it. But that's just a function of math. And there isn't anything I can do about that. I mean, I understand the president's got a passion to see this issue addressed, as we all do.
Does he understand that, though?
Well, we've conveyed that to him, but we'll continue to make that argument because I think it's important that everybody understand that this really is about, it's about the votes, it's about the math. And I'm for better or worse, I'm the one who has to be a clear-eyed realist about what we can achieve here. And so we'll continue to convey that. And I think that we're going to have a fight on the floor. We're going to vote on this. We're going to put it up, and we'll give the Democrats the opportunity to cast their vote on whether or not they think non-citizens ought to vote in American elections. And so that debate will happen. Like I said, I can guarantee the debate. I can guarantee a vote. I just can't guarantee an outcome.
Now, well, he's going to schedule this show vote. That's what it is. It is a show vote to get people off his back, but he's not going to change the rules. He's not going to do the talking filibuster. It's just going to be strictly an up or down vote. The vote will fail because of his impotence. Or incompetence, or both. Chuck U. Schumer, he's a little off in his scare tactics. Let's listen.
It's about voter registration. It makes it, it allows ICE to kick tens of billions of people off the rolls. Off the rolls.
Tens of billions? Tens of billions of people? His math is a little off because they're, 350 million to 360, I think. I don't know what the exact figure is now, but it's not billions of people. So we've got to pull him aside and tell him that his math is all wrong. And here's flip-flopper rhino John Cornyn. Now, all of a sudden, he's in favor of the talking filibuster.
We may have to do this alone, and I support the talking filibuster that Senator Lee and others have been promoting.
Oh, yeah. You're so blatantly transparent in that. James Woods, great post yesterday on X. He says, without the SAVE Act, we will lose the House in November. Democrats will nuke the filibuster. The Senate will be lost within 4 years. More Ketanji Brown Jacksons will be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Democrats will then cheat a Democrat into the White House. The border will be open like a wound. We'll be flooded with illegal aliens again. The cheating at the polls will then be irreversible. Democrats will be a supermajority for decades to come. Every city and town will end up looking like every blue city, you know what, happens, right? America will become a socialist sewer. Or the Senate can dump big corporate parasite John Thune and pass the Save America Act. I agree with him wholeheartedly. Mark Meadows has listed a bunch of names of senators who have not signed on yet to the Save America Act. They are John Barrasso and John Boozman, Shelley Moore Capito, Susan Collins, of course, Tom Cotton, Kevin Cramer, Mike Crapo, John Curtis, Steve Daines, Deb Fisher, Lindsey Graham, Chuck Grassley, John Heaven, Jim Justice of West Virginia. That's a surprise. John Kennedy, Louisiana, James Lankford, Jerry Moran, Lisa Murkowski, Pete Ricketts, Tim Scott, John Thune, Tom Tillis, Roger Wicker, and Todd Young. So you know what to do. 202-224-3121. Is the number. That's the Senate switchboard. You can talk to your senator directly. 202-224-3121. It's time for the American people to apply maximum pressure to the United States Senate Area code 202-224-3121. You know, you've been ever talking about Mark McVeary for a long time. Now, he's the reverse mortgage answer man. Let me ask you something. When you sit down to pay your bills each month, is your mortgage still the biggest one? I'm sure. A lot of people plan to have their house paid off by the time they retire, but you know what? Stuff happens. It's called life. Some owners even start thinking they may have to sell and move because they can't afford to stay in the home in which they love and raise their children and have their grandchildren visit. But before you do that, talk to Mark. Mark's been specializing in reverse mortgages for 30 years, has helped thousands of homeowners, and reverse mortgage can eliminate that mortgage payment completely and put that money back in your pocket every month, allowing you to stay right where you are. And what I like most about it, there's no out-of-pocket cost. He does his homework before the loan is even done. So when you deal with Mark, you speak with him, you work with him directly. He lives here. He knows the market. Make sure his clients get every dollar they're entitled to. He'll even meet with you in your own home. Call Mark today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland lawmakers are raising questions about campaign spending by Anne Arundel County Delegate Gary Simmons. A review of campaign finance filings found some expenses that may not qualify as campaign-related under state law. Officials say campaign funds can be used for political purposes, but not personal cost. Election officials say all campaign finance reports are audited and questionable spending can be referred for criminal investigation. Baltimore City leaders are considering legislation that would limit cooperation between local agencies and ICE. The Safe Spaces and Communities Act would require police and city agencies to document and verify requests from ICE before sharing information. Supporters say the measure is meant to protect immigrant communities amid concerns about increased enforcement. The bill has support from most members of the city council. And a proposal to raise Baltimore County Council salaries is drawing criticism from residents and political opponents. An advisory board has recommended increasing council pay from $69,000 to $140,000 a year. Critics are also raising concerns about a separate measure that would increase pensions for former council members when current salaries rise. Council members say the salary recommendation has not yet been approved and remains under review. And Baltimore County officials and police are discussing ways to address juvenile crime after a chaotic teen meetup at White Marsh Mall. Authorities say six juveniles were arrested Saturday on charges including assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. Officials say the gathering grew large and rowdy as the evening went on. Police and community leaders are now considering additional security measures and youth programs to prevent future incidents. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're starting to get some brake lights now on 895 southbound right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So it's going to be O'Donnell Street and for the traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So that puts us up there about 5-6 minutes right now through there. 95 south, some brake lights now, top of the hill at O'Donnell Street, and then going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And with the lanes open, just changing the camera there, all 4 lanes are open going south. And after that, the interchange downtown at Camden Yards, all the major ramps there are clear at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very warm day ahead of us, but we're also tracking some strong to severe storms. Highs in the upper 70s today with storms firing up later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, even a brief tornado possible. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Stevie Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's deja vu all over again for longtime Ravens fans last night as the team, according to the Las Vegas Raiders, have backed out of the deal, bringing Max Crosby to Baltimore. Concerns related to Crosby's physical making the rounds on the NFL Network yesterday. Here's Mike Garofalo.
Did you speak to a source familiar with the reasoning here? We can confirm it is a medical reason. That is the reason why this trade did not go through.
But speculation is running rampant that the Ravens have pulled a fast one on the Raiders and the league. Rescinding the trade would allow the Ravens to keep the draft capital they had given up for Crosby while pursuing a deal with Trey Hendrickson today, who has lowered his price on the market and is available. Meanwhile, times change, people change, and so it is for Patrick Ricard, who said this just a few months ago.
I'm going to be a free agent. I want to stay here. I want to be here. I want to retire here. But, you know, we'll see what happens when the time comes.
Well, we'll see, because the time has come. Yesterday, Ricard exchanging the purple and black of Baltimore for the red, white, and blue of New York, signing a two-year deal with the Giants, reuniting with John Harbaugh. Ricard, the fourth former Raven to land in New York, following Isaiah Likely, Jordan Stout, and Ardarius Washington. The Ravens have now lost nine players to free agency while only picking up one. And, of course, you've got the Max Crosby debacle. Orioles news, the team dropped by the Astros yesterday in Palm Beach. 7-6 was the final, but don't blame Kobe Mayo.
Ooh, first pitch hammering Kobe Mayo straight down the left field line. That ball is hit a ton and gone.
Ben Wagner and Big Ben McDonald had the call on MLB TV. Mayo's two-run second-inning shot, followed by a third-inning two-run single, followed by a run-scoring single in the seventh. 4-for-4, five runs driven in for the O's new third sacker, at least until Jordan Westberg returns. Meanwhile, at the WBC, another shocker. Team USA beaten by Italy, 8-6 the final, put in the U.S.'s chances of advancing out of Pool B in danger. It was 8-0 in the sixth when Gunnar Henderson came to the plate.
That's a drive to right center field off of the bat of Gunnar Henderson to get the U.S. on the board. Well, it's a start.
Call on MLB TV, Gunner's first WBC home run, and it started the U.S. on the comeback trail, only to fall short. The team now awaits today's Italy-Mexico result. If the Italians win, the U.S. is in. If Mexico wins, it gets complicated with tiebreakers. And finally, to the NBA last night, another history-making performance in Miami.
83. 83 points for Ben.
The 6'9 center puts up 83 on the Wiz, passing Kobe's 81 against the Raptors in 06, second only to Wilt the Stilt, 100 against the Knicks in 1962. The time now is 6:37. When we return, this isn't the first time for the Ravens.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
What's fueling the speculation, Sean, about the Ravens situation is the way that it was handled last night. Came out about 8:30 last night. Just a simple statement from the Raiders, not the Ravens, that the Ravens have backed out of the deal. No further information will be given at this time. So that leads to some questions. I mean, if it was, you know, quote unquote, at least for the moment, on the up and up, the Ravens would have released something. They didn't do anything last night. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. You may recall back in 2018, the Ravens had a deal with Ryan Grant, a receiver, 4 years, $29 million, guaranteed 15. They backed out of that because of an ankle injury, because of the physical. Grant went on to a career with the Colts. The Ravens ended up signing Michael Crabtree. And then longtime Raven fans will remember safety Brock Marion back in 1997 had a deal with the Ravens. They backed out of that and then went in a different direction. election.
Well, it's not unusual for this to happen, but do you recall when the trade was announced? Because I knew you were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But do you recall, because usually there's language in both teams, and especially for the team, for like the Ravens that are acquiring the player and giving up the two first-round picks, that this trade is pending the player passing his physical.
Well, I mean, I think that's not uncommon, put it that way.
Yeah, but did that happen? Did we see that language in the trade press releases that went out from the Ravens or the Raiders? I don't recall seeing it, but in any event,
I think there was language with that somewhere.
Okay, yeah. we're being asked to believe that the reason. Now he had knee surgery
twice,
right? So and he missed the last two games of the year. Although he wanted to play for the Raiders last year, the Raiders sat him down based on that knee surgery.
People thought they were tanking, but maybe they weren't.
No, and that's due diligence on their part. So what is this? Is this the Ravens? Did he fail the physical? And the Ravens said, "Okay, we're out." Or is it a number of things? Did they watch the exodus of Ravens players from the roster, thinking, "Hey, we need that first round draft picks back, and to pursue another player?"
I think all of this is possible. I didn't think that they would lose. I didn't think they thought they would lose nine players.
Right.
I didn't, and it's complicated because when Harbaugh took over for Billick was gone. And didn't, have any retribution opportunity against Baltimore. Harbaugh's not gone. Harbaugh knows the Ravens from last year. He's plucked four of their nine. It's a different situation in 2026 than it was in 2008. And so I think it's all in the stew.
Well, you were speculating they may go after Trey Hendrickson, who is now.
I think it's for sure they're
going to
go
price a little
after
bit.
Trey Hendrickson. Right. I mean, you'll probably hear something today by about noon when the league actually physically opens its new calendar year.
Yeah, and I think what deadlines are four to announce.
I think the deadline is, I'm not sure if it's four, but it is this afternoon.
It's sometime this afternoon.
Yeah. Right. So I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock, a near fatal tragedy for a Baltimore police officer yesterday. It ended up bad for the suspect in a barricade situation, at Park Heights, there in, near, Cross Country. And, there are a number of synagogues in the area that was being breathlessly reported yesterday by national news. This was a shooting at a synagogue. It was not. It was near a synagogue. According to Police Commissioner Richard Worley, when officers arrived at the scene, they were immediately met with gunfire.
Officers immediately took cover when an officer was struck by gunfire in the lead. A bunker team was put together and extracted the officer and applied a tourniquet and transported him to shock trauma for his injuries.
That officer is expected to survive, and Dr. Scalia at Shock Trauma said thank God for his partner having the wherewithal to apply a tourniquet because he could have bled out before he even got to Shock Trauma. Mayor Scott was thankful that the officer and the other victims were able to survive.
Again, we're just so thankful that the officer or any other folks in that neighborhood were not severely harmed. Our thoughts are with him and his family and even the family of the deceased.
Apparently, a SWAT sniper took out the suspect after he was paired with a woman holding a gun to her head in a window in the house.
We do know that he was also, after that person jumped out the window, the suspect appeared at the window with a gun to the head of another individual family member multiple times before he was shot.
All right, so here's what that's what we do know. What we don't know is the identity of the suspect. Why that is being held from us, I don't know the answer to that. This has happened yesterday afternoon. It's not like it happened late last night. It's happened yesterday afternoon. So I think there is some delay in identifying the suspect for some strange reason. I don't know what that is. Number two, in this particular case, whatever happened to this idea they were going to be sending out social workers and psychologists to negotiate with these hostage barricade situations. I'm not advocating that, don't get me wrong, but I do think that's what we're being told. We're told by the mayor, the city council, where were the Safe Streets workers? Why weren't they sent out to negotiate in a hostage barricade situation? Because after all, they're violence disruptors, aren't they? That's what we've been told. Thank God those women in that house survived. And the officer is going to be okay. He was already discharged from shock trauma. So the suspect is taking a permanent dirt nap. And we'll find out more about him as soon as we can. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just got word from Baltimore County. They're doing some emergency road work at Falls Road and Pedonia Road. And they may be alternating lanes on Falls Road. So be prepared for that for the local ride. A little more traffic now getting underway through that area. Looking at the JFX right here at the city-county line, all is well. Coming south from Ruxton Road, Parkville side of the Beltway filling in, but not too bad yet from Bel Air Road to Providence Road. But the west side now all in play with the normal delay. 795 Liberty Road, I-70 Route 40, and then you start down the hill towards Frederick Road, and much better from there down to the ramps at 95. We're a little bit more than 5 minute delays and building now for the traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be another nice day today. Maybe not quite as warm as yesterday. Upper 70s. Strong severe storms are expected later today. Moving through the air, could be some damaging winds, hail, etc. Rain overnight Thursday is going to drop temperatures into the upper 40s maybe. Right now 53 in the city, 54 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, although he is a tool.
At least I ain't a hoe.
Hey!
Well, that remains to be seen. Get ready, guys. This woman, she takes to TikTok to say that men who like meat on their pizza are dating red flags.
The way that a man views vegetarianism, veganism, tofu reflects how they view women. I think that if you can't reduce your meat intake, you are selfish. What do you mean you can't just have a veggie burger once in a while? The world is dying. Rainforests are being chopped down to make warehouses to kill animals in. I had a bacon sandwich this morning, but I still feel so guilty. Meat isn't that good for you. The idea of not getting enough protein, that really reminds me of toxic masculinity.
She's slamming guys for putting meat on their pizza, yet she can have a bacon sandwich.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can, you can't. That's the whole problem.
Question, would it be sexist if men were to comment on TikTok about women red flags on what they eat? I don't care what you eat.
Give me my meat.
I don't care. Flag that. Flag that. That one's going in the flag hall of fame.
That might be on a billboard. I like meat on pizza. I like meat on pizza. Oh, no.
Chuggers and rallies. Serving up new flatbread combos for $5 to $6. Speaking of meat, Maggie.
Let's talk to Maggie further.
You get the new spicy chicken flatbread sandwich, the bacon burger flatbread, and the two Big Bufords.
Big Buford.
Have you ever had two Big Bufords?
I've had a Big Buford.
Okay. No kidding.
Yes, I have.
Was that front or back seat?
This woman's a carnivore, okay? And I'm proud of it.
Baskin Robbins churning out the new banana dulce de leche ice cream.
Excuse me?
Dulce de leche.
It's the op cake.
It's like a caramel sauce. St. Patrick's Day ice cream cake, too. Wingstop is dropped, listen to this, 32-ounce, what they're calling big-ass ranch cup for National Ranch Day. It's a big tub of ranch dressing, which we talked about yesterday.
Yep.
Taco Bell's revealing a massive 2026 menu lineup. They've got the new Mexican pizzas and the Baja Blast Midnight Pie. Nacho fries now become permanent. That's good news if you're
a
Taco Bell fan.
Because they kept taking them on and off.
Yeah.
Right at midnight pie.
How about a meat pie, Maggie?
This is
at midnight.
Buffalo Wild
Buford at midnight Buford.
Buffalo Wild Wings serving a protein-packed espresso martini now at Buffalo Wild Wings. I never thought an espresso martini would go well with wings.
No.
I would think beer and wings goes well or something else. But
oh, definitely. Weird combo. Yeah. Well, to each his own.
And good news, kosher concession coming to Camden Yards. The Orioles announced this week that Birdland Kosher will open up this year around Section 83 on the main concourse near Gates E and F. The stand will serve kosher-certified food, including kosher hot dogs, chicken nuggets, soft pretzels, hot pastrami sandwiches on rye bread, potato knishes, and chocolate chip cookies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, look for Gary Stein. Be hanging out near the kosher stand there at Oil
sounds
Park
good to me.
At Camden Yards.
Looks good.
That sounds delicious. Yeah.
Good, though,
yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, you think of going to a baseball game. Yeah, hot dog makes sense, soft pretzel, but a knish? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Not that.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've had a knish.
Well, you. How about a,
I just can't.
Buford,
like a, I can't.
How about a meat knish?
A midnight Buford.
How about the police knish?
I'm going to be too serious to join this bit. But I saw online that Governor Moore is declaring March 20th for Marylanders to be Meat Out Day in Maryland, which means you don't eat meat.
Meat out?
I think
what?
We should all.
Wow. That could have a number of ramifications.
What's
going
on?
I'll just say this.
That might be Maggie's favorite day.
If you're going under the bridge at Old Court Road, don't look up.
Oh, man.
I think we should just move along now. All right. Thank you very much, Chuck, Maggie. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up, your calls and comments. The Baltimore County Council debating their what I'm calling the Wade Catch Bill. That's the increase my pension after I retire. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. And, of course, you can use the text us in a free mobile app. Download it today. If you don't have it, it's absolutely free. And our executive producer, obviously, is Kristen Hagrick. It's 6:50 on Casey and Company.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
No. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
BM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
6:51. Could have been National Meathead Day. But no, it's meet out on March the 20th. That's the first day of spring, by the way. All right, 6:51. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Jimmy is in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Come in, Jimmy. Jimmy is on his way to National Meet Out Day. Sorry about that. All right, call's back, Jimmy, if you want to get back here on the show. So, again, yeah, it is. This could have ended very badly for this police officer that was shot in the leg, and his quick thinking partner or guys first on the scene were able to apply a tourniquet, and that prevented him from bleeding out on the scene. So he now is okay. He's been stitched up. He has been discharged from shock trauma. And then, of course, we have two women, I think, that were in the in this house that survived. The suspect did not. He was taken out by a crack shot of a sniper rifle. Thank goodness that is addition by subtraction. But my questions are, was this a mental illness situation, which, again, we are plagued with, not only in this city and state, but around the country, people wandering around that should be institutionalized. And President Trump talked about bringing back the institutions, or I hate to call them loony bins, but that's what they are. They're for the deranged and mentally insane. But it could be that, or maybe somebody with a record. Who knows? Or maybe it's an illegal alien, or maybe it's just this was a domestic dispute that went very badly. So we don't know any other information right now, including the suspect's name. We'll work hard to get that. The DC number that you'd like to have, again, I'll repeat that as soon as Chuck has finished giving his report on the latest on Wednesday morning rush hour. Here he is once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
The word is the work at Falls Road and Pedonia Road was a tree that had fallen and taken down some wires. So they're alternating traffic there on Falls Road at Pedonia Road. That was a bad wreck this morning. Five vehicles involved west of Chesapeake Beach in southern Maryland. And Route 4 northbound is still affected at Route 260. A lot of traffic comes out of that area going up to Route 4 and eventually in towards the district and up into Prince George's County. So be prepared for that. City police with a new wreck. It's minor, but a busy intersection on the east side at Edison Highway at Monument Street. Already the normal delays on the Beltway. We're getting up to a little more than five-minute delays now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And that Senate number to call is area code 202-224-3121. That is the Senate switchboard. You can then contact your senator directly. I would think also Brooks and Van Hollen is a waste of time. I would direct your calls to Senator Thune and some of those other senators. I mentioned them by name earlier this morning. Area code 202-224-3121. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today, not quite as warm as yesterday. Upper 70s. Strong, severe storms are expected later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, etc. Rain overnight Thursday morning, and of course temperatures will drop as a result. We'll be in the upper 40s by tomorrow. Right now, 59 already in Reisterstown, and it is 50 in Ocean City. So as we have discussed here in the past, the Baltimore County Council, remember they pulled a fast one. They were able to sneak a salary increase put to amendment, to a charter amendment, and that got passed because just about everything that gets put to a charter amendment is passed. I think it's in 90-some percent. So they knew, okay, well, we're going to let the voters decide, knowing full well that everything that goes on there. And I've always wondered about this, but when they put this stuff on the ballot, I mean, just everybody votes yes. I mean, I don't. I actually read them because, you know, but I can tell you right now that most of it passes. So they got the salary increase through, and then came the Wade Catch pension bill that we talked about before, and that's he was retiring, but he's going to make sure he had a little bit of a golden parachute before he said goodbye. And that was their pensions. They increased their salaries from like $69,000 to $140,000. That's double. That's double their salary. And the pensions would be increased significantly as well. Yesterday they were debating the salary increases before they had their public hearing.
What we're really talking about is compensation.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 9.
Our pay has gone up $15,000 in 15 years.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, we should feel sorry. Look, you volunteered. You ran for the office. You knew exactly what the pay was before. And now it's woe is me. The rest of us working stiffs out here are struggling day to day to pay our bills, our energy bills, et cetera. And we're supposed to feel sorry for you because you chose to run for council and you are and you vote yourselves an increase. And then came, of course, the voters were not happy what they heard at yesterday's Baltimore County Council hearing.
Council members already receive pension benefits that are significantly more generous than those available to most public employees.
A council member with 12 years of service could see his annual pension jump from roughly $41,000 to about $84,000. That's not a cost of living adjustment. That's a golden parachute.
Indeed it is. And that's Wade Catch, your Republican, who is responsible for that. And Republicans voted for it. I think there was only one person. I think it was a Democrat, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. I got to go back and look. But I think it was Mike Ertel. I can't be for sure, but I think it was. And again, Izzy Patoka, who wants to be county executive, he was out there with his usual doublespeak political spin.
There are many folks that are trying to create their own narrative for their own benefit that this is something the council has approved. We haven't even, other than the email sent to Mr. Boswick, it has not been presented for the council for action.
Yeah. So there you have it. A council member would be from $41,000 to $80,000 in retirement after public outcry, of course. They're now considering whether to repeal the pension bill. That's what this hearing was about yesterday. And it's just, this is just political arrogance. It's elitism. It's like, you know, once we get elected, we'll do whatever we want. And I got to tell you, they haven't done a really good job on public safety, on zoning, on number. There's got Lutherville Station that's still kind of hanging out there for everybody to look at. I just think that right now we need fresh blood at the county council. We need a new approach at the county executive level. We've had too many Democrats have dominated for too many years at the county executive level and on the county council level being in charge there. Now, of course, they've expanded the county council from 7 to 9 members, so it's only going to get worse. That's why we need principled county council people like Delegate Nick Nino Mangione, rather, that is running this year. Nick is his dad. Nino, of course, is out there running for county council, and there are others out there running as well. So it is time for fresh blood. It is time for people that aren't going to try to sandbag us and vote themselves a salary increase and then try, as the Wade Catch bill did, is to increase their pensions once they retire. It's a little golden parachute that they give to themselves. Look, you know, if the voters, if they took their case to the voters directly and made a case for it and actually, put an ordinance out there and we could vote on it, that's one thing. But that's not what happened here with the Wade Catch bill. All right, coming up next at 7 o'clock, day 11 of combat operations in Iran have intensified, to get you the latest there, and it'll be time for our MAGA update as well. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. Iran launched several attacks today, triggering sirens in Tel Aviv and elsewhere, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. Saudi Arabia said it destroyed 6 ballistic missiles that were launched toward a major U.S. and Saudi-operated facility. In the Strait of Hormuz, a cargo ship was hit with a projectile and set on fire. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the war against Iran may result in a struggle similar to the one that the U.S. had with the former Soviet Union.
We understand here the Americans have the scars of Iraq and Afghanistan and these so-called endless wars. But a much better example would be the Cold War, which took decades. And America kept up the pressure on the Soviet bloc, and eventually that bloc fell.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Correspondent Bernie Bennett tells us that filling up at the gas pump is up sharply since the start of the war.
The cost of the Iran war is hitting Americans squarely in the wallet and aggravating people across the political spectrum.
People will argue the president has nothing to do with gas prices, and I agree with that, no matter who the president is.
Not really much I can do to deal with it, unfortunately. Just got to fill it up, eat the bullet, and hope that the prices go down in the future. That's all I can really do.
Patrons at pumps in Pennsylvania and Florida. The national average gas price was $3.48 a gallon on Monday, up from $2.90 a month ago, according to tracking by AAA. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Some air travelers have faced hours-long security lines at busy airports as the partial government shutdown continues. Most checkpoints use federal TSA screeners. They are working without pay during the shutdown. Violent weather slammed parts of Illinois and Indiana, downing trees and power lines in an area south of Chicago. One twister struck near the Kankakee Fairgrounds. There was extensive damage. More at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments. investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're up to about a 15 to getting close to a 20-minute delay now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Just the normal heavy traffic. Everybody's moving, but now 95 is backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 895 is backed up southbound to the Erdman Avenue ramp. In the city, on the east side, there's a minor wreck. Busy area, Edison Highway at Monument Street. Parkville side of the Beltway is filled in very quickly now at Hartford Road. The west side is already 795 down through Frederick Road. And a new wreck coming into the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County, right at the spur from 270 southbound to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, with delays in that interchange, primarily on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very warm day ahead of us, but we're also tracking some strong to severe storms. Highs in the upper 70s today, with storms firing up later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, even a brief tornado possible. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Stevie Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in Bel Air and 57 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland lawmakers are raising questions about campaign spending by Anne Arundel County Delegate Gary Simmons. A review of campaign finance filings found some expenses that may not qualify as campaign-related under state law. Officials say campaign funds can be used for political purposes, but not personal cost. Election officials say that all campaign finance reports are audited and questionable spending can be referred for criminal investigation. And Baltimore City leaders are considering legislation that would limit cooperation between local agencies and ICE. The Safe Spaces and Communities Act would require police and city agencies to document and verify requests from ICE before sharing information. Supporters say the measure is meant to protect immigrant communities amid concerns about increased enforcement. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 850. The pick 4, 4196. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw, with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. There'll be no Max Crosby in Baltimore this fall. A statement released by the Las Vegas Raiders last night stating that the Ravens have quote-unquote backed out of the deal. No further comment at this time. The Ravens retain their draft capital. The first rounders in this year and next will undoubtedly go after Trey Hendrickson today. Meanwhile, two more Ravens have departed Baltimore. Special teams ace Jake Hummel's one and done, signing with the Texans. And after 9 seasons in Baltimore and 6 Pro Bowls, fullback Patrick Ricard joins John Harbaugh in New York. That one is going to leave a mark. WBC last night, a jaw-dropper. The U.S. loses to Italy, 8-6 the final. Their chances of making it out of pool play in jeopardy. This coming after Team USA manager Mark DeRosa on the MLB Network claimed before the game that regardless of yesterday's result, the Team USA had advanced.
I misspoke. I was on hot stove with a couple buddies today and complained. completely misread the calculations. We knew that Mexico was going to play Italy and then running all the numbers with if we lost tonight with the runs allowed and runs scored. And
if Italy wins, the U.S. is in. If Mexico wins, tiebreakers between Mexico and the U.S. apply. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens voted the biggest loser in free agency. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It's absolutely free. Go to the App Store and download. There's a new poll out shedding some light on Governor Moore, how much love he's getting at the national level. We'll share that with you coming up in this hour. As well as Maryland lawmakers introducing a bill to protect the Maryland flag. Wants to do that in the state constitution after the governor's flag flap. And Lieutenant Governor, she wants to amend the Maryland state constitution. We'll tell you what she wants to do there. Democrat lawmakers and advocates, after they created this mess, now want to stop the BGE money grab. Does that mean their money grab or BGE's? I'm not sure. We'll get to the that. But it is day 11 of combat operations ongoing in Iran as attacks were intensified yesterday. Bunker buster bombs being dropped. And, of course, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth saying this probably the most intense day yet.
Today will be yet again our most intense day of strikes inside Iran.
And that proved to be true, as now we're moving more inland instead of we were focusing on western Iran, because that's where they were launching their attacks on Israel and some of their neighbors, and the eastern border as well, because that's where some of their attacks were coming on their Arab allies. Now it's going further inland where they were trying to hide their ballistic missile launchers. That's where the remaining 10%, I think, are. And, of course, who we still are in search of the enriched uranium. And I don't know if Special Forces is going to be after that or what. But anyway, as predicted, the Iranian murder mullahs are launching airstrikes from hospitals, schools, you name it, in a desperate attempt to avoid extinction.
The mullahs are desperate and scrambling. Like the terrorist cowards they are, they fire missiles from schools and hospitals.
And the American media won't report that. The New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, and the rest of these radical left-wing publications won't report the fact that Iran is using civilians as human shields, much like Hamas or the Hezbollahs or the Houthis or the rest of Iran's proxies. But one thing is for sure, President Trump has vowed. I remember him saying this also in coming after he came down that escalator in 2015, talking about Iran, that they would never, ever, ever on his watch obtain a nuclear weapon.
That race to a nuclear bomb, President Trump will never allow it. Not now, not ever, not on our watch.
General Raisin Kane saying yesterday most of the Iranian Navy sitting at the bottom of the sea in the Strait of Hormuz and elsewhere, over 50 ships have already been sunk, and he talked about some of that yesterday.
Last Thursday, we struck and sank an Iranian drone carrier ship, and U.S. CENTCOM continues today to hunt and strike mine-laying vessels and mine storage facilities.
And of course, the media probably said, "Oh, what's happening to our munitions? We're going to be out of ammunition, out of munitions, and that's not going to be. China will have. It's almost like they're rooting against the United States. It's Since when does the media care about how much munitions we have? Unless it's trying to make the Trump administration. We've got plenty of munitions. And the president met with the, he's not going to invoke the Defense Production Act, doesn't need to right now, because we do have plenty. What the media should have said is maybe we shouldn't have given so much to Ukraine. But we did. And what is that? Bought them time? More people dying? I mean, this war in Ukraine-Russia just continues on and on and on with no end in sight. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. I think this one's going to be... by the way, yesterday, Secretary of War Hegseth saying this is not going to be nation building. This is not about regime change, although we'd love to see it. That's going to be up to the Iranian people. Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, saying spoke directly to the Iranian people yesterday, telling them, this is your moment. Take advantage of it. You may never get another one like it. So, you know, start to group, start to organize, and take advantage of the IRGC is in chaos. The mullahs, are, most of them are dead, and the other clerics. This is the time that if you really want to take back your country and form your own government, now would be a great time to do it. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update from the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just looking at the radar, there's some very heavy rain has arrived in Cumberland. It's not the main storm that's coming later, but there's a big batch right there. Elkins, West Virginia, up into Cumberland. So if you're going out the western part of the state, thunder and lightning already in that area. Heavy traffic, normal delays on the Beltway. We're about 10, maybe 15-minute delays now. Nothing really bad at both the harbor tunnels. Just the normal heavy traffic, 95 and 895. The new wreck, Montgomery County, is at the spur from 270 southbound, the spur that takes you on to the Capitol Beltway. And that ramp eventually would get you down to the American Legion Bridge. There's an accident there on that ramp. Bad wreck early this morning. Five vehicles involved in southern Maryland. Route 4 is still affected at Route 260. Most of the lanes were affected there on the northbound side, Baltimore County. And a crew there was working on a tree down on Falls Road near Pedonia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, what a day yesterday, huh? It was a summer day. Highs in the mid-80s. Boy, did it feel good. After the, remember the bone-chilling temperatures and the back in late January, early February, it felt really, really good. Upper 70s today, but we do have a strong storm watch ahead. Strong, severe storms expected later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, etc. Rain overnight Thursday. It's going to be much cooler than it was yesterday or today. Right now, we're 57 in Owings Mills, 56 in Columbia. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So the president continues to hammer John Thune and the Rhino Republicans about passing the Save America Act. They're dragging their feet, and rightfully so, because this is would be the death knell for the Uniparty. For the Democrats and for the GOPE, that's the establishment wing of the Republicans, like Thune, and we listed names. So if, let your senators know, especially Thune, that you demand. They have been accusing us of being paid influencers. I'm not a paid influencer. I'm not paid for anything other than to do my job here at WCBM. And it certainly isn't by any politician, that's for sure. Area code 202-224-3121 is the number. Area code 202-224-3121. President out there on the latest on the Iran combat operations.
The hard way, I think, is probably the easy way. When basically I can see that they will no longer have any capacity whatsoever for a very long period of time of developing weaponry that could be used against the United States, Israel.
Yeah, it's talking about the unconditional surrender. He also said if Iran has put any mines in the Hormuz Strait, we have no reports of them doing so. We want them removed immediately. If for any reasons mines were placed and they're not removed, the military consequences to Iran will be at a level never seen before. So basically that's the message. If you put mines in, you better get them out. The president also talking about Kentucky's 4th Congressional District. He is now, again, endorsing a Navy SEAL, Army Ranger, 5th Generation Kentucky Farmer, and American Hero, Captain Ed Gallrein, a true patriot, to run against Thomas Massey in the Kentucky 4th District. A Trump-endorsed candidate now has won the primary in Georgia. Clay Fuller beat other Republicans running, including Colton Moore, state senator. And now he'll advance to face Democrat Sean Harris in a runoff April 7th to replace MTG in Georgia's 14th District. So another big endorsement for the president. Also, he said Cuba might just be a matter of time before Cuba meets the same fate as Venezuela.
They're in deep trouble on a humanitarian basis, and we don't want to see that, but they were very, very bad to a lot of people, as you know, and a lot of people living on the Cuban-American vote, which I got at record levels.
All again, securing our own hemisphere for Venezuela, of course. And now we've got, that's why we have the Shield of the Americas to protect us against the cartels that dominate and run Mexico and Colombia. But the rest of Central America certainly standing with us here in the Shield of America's president. Also blaming Democrats for the partial government shutdown that is creating massive lines at airports at the TSA security checkpoints in airports across the country.
As we speak, Democrats have shut down the Department of Homeland Security. They've got it shut down. Do you believe it? Right now. Because they care more about amnesty for illegal alien criminals than about protecting the lives of Americans.
Yeah, because that's their future voting base, and they could be outside looking in for decades to come. The president announced plans to open the first oil refinery in the United States in 50 years. It's in Brownsville, Texas. The project, $300 billion deal with the help of Indian multinational conglomerate Reliance Industries. So desperately needed oil refinery is now going to be built in Brownsville. An appeals court has slapped down a lower court's injunction that restricted the use of force by immigration agents in Chicago, ruling that the district judge, an Obama-appointed Chicago activist, Sarah Ellis, she was overstepping the Trump immigration enforcement battle. So, again, it is the executive branch that has the sole responsibility to enforce immigration law, as duly noted and passed by Congress. And these activist judges need to be, you know, reminded of that. And great news, National Park Service has announced fireworks will return to Mount Rushmore just in time for America's 250th birthday this coming Independence Day. And that's the way it went down 416 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget, Best of Casey & Company every day. It's available at WCBM.com, Facebook, and Rumble pages, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association
Association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
Still to come around the program right after the 7:30 news, Democrat lawmakers and environmental climate change kooks are asking to stop the money grab. And it's unclear whether they're talking about the Democrats' money grab from BGE and other utilities and corporations or the BGE profits. So we'll have to try to get into that. Top of the hour, gubernatorial candidate John Myrick will join us. He is being accused, very serious accusations, of stolen valor. And he'll respond to those accusations at the top of the hour here on Casey and Company. 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the Beltway now with pretty much the normal delays. 795 gets better after Frederick Road. The inner loop coming up through Wilkins Avenue towards Frederick Road. A little slow there, but nothing in the roadway. The inner loop here at Greenspring, there's a vehicle stopped in the median right after Greenspring. That median is really wide at that point. Doesn't have the flashers on, but they're kind of looking at it to see what's going on. Nobody there with it right now, but they're just kind of looking at it. So adding to the heavy traffic there from Park Heights Avenue. And then that northeast corner of the Beltway begins with a backup at Bel Air Road, and that goes all the way around towards Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. Definitely manageable this morning. A 15-minute delay, not bad. Everybody's moving so far at both the tunnels. JFX still looks good. Ruxton Road into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast. We're going to be not quite as warm as yesterday, but it's still a nice day. It'll be sunny today, upper 70s until this storm hits our area. A strong, severe storm watch is in effect. This storm will have damaging winds and hail and heavy downpours, etc. That'll continue overnight into tomorrow, cooling things down a little bit. We'll be in the upper 40s by tomorrow. Right now it's 52 and clear in Annapolis and 58 in Reisterstown. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you like. Email us am680wcbm.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It is absolutely free. Just go to the App Store if you don't have it. Download it to your smart device, and then you can text directly into the studio, and we'll let your voice be heard here on the program. Again, we've got several folks. Steve says, do you know if any of the senators not voting for the Save America Act are up for re-election? We can't vote against them, but we can give money to their opponent in the primary. Well, Steve, I'll take a look at that and see if we can find out which ones are up for re-election and which not, and which one isn't. Donna says she called the number, and apparently the person who answered spoke broken English, was nasty. She demanded I tell her who I wanted to reach at the embassy. What? Who knows? We're probably getting hammered, folks. That's why they're getting nasty. It's not an embassy. It's a Senate switchboard. 202-224-3121. Just be polite, be respectful, and ask to leave a message for Senator Thune. If they give you the runaround, just say you are opposed now you are in favor of the Republicans doing whatever is necessary to pass the Save America Act. That's the verbiage you should use when calling the Senate switchboard. And Priscilla wanted to know the number again, 202-224-3121. And a lot of folks weighing in. And again, this is the most important piece of legislation, probably not in our history, but certainly in recently in the Senate. The One Big Beautiful Bill was great, make no mistake about it, but this bill we need to protect the integrity of our elections. We need to have people register as citizens. We need people to have voter IDs when they go to the polls. We need to get rid of the mail-in ballot fraud that is happening here. We need to stop the boys in the locker rooms of girls participating in girls' sports. We need to stop the mutilation of our children because they're gender confused or whatever the case may be. All of that is in the Save America Act. And that's, again, we want to save our country. We want to save our culture. We've already protected our borders. But that is why it's so important that this act pass and the Republicans do whatever is necessary. If that means, look, because we read it to you early, James Woods, in the last hour, that the Democrats are going to do it. If they ever get control of the Senate, they will nuke the talking filibuster or the standing filibuster. They'll get rid of it and go to a simple majority. And we've seen it before. Stinky Harry did it for federal nominations to court, and they'll do it again. See, one thing the Democrats will do, they deliver for their voters. Republicans, not so much. A former D.C. Police officer hailed as a hero on that controversial Capitol J6 plaque honoring law enforcement response to the J6 protest has been slapped with a superseding indictment on multiple felony counts, including rape, sodomy, and abduction. Timothy Valentin is currently sitting behind bars facing a mountain of felony charges. According to Alexandria police, Valentin was first indicted by a grand jury in December, was indicted again this past Monday morning in three additional cases. Four counts of rape by force, four counts of rape by incapacitation, two counts of adulteration, sodomy, abduction with intent to defile, and on and on and on it goes. So again, he gets due process, he gets his days in court. And by the way, victims have been identified in Alexandria, Virginia, PG, Prince George's County, Tacoma Park, etc. If he is found guilty, at the very least, his name should be expunged from the J6 memorial plaque. But maybe the whole damn thing ought to be taken down as well. And this is a very interesting development in the Epstein Files case. New Mexico police are looking to move in force to search Epstein's Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. They believe they're looking for the remains of two girls allegedly strangled and buried on the property of, everybody's been focusing on Epstein Island. Well, the Epstein Zorro Ranch in New Mexico is now getting a fresh look, and New Mexico detectives believe there may be enough evidence there that they've asked for a warrant to search the grounds looking for buried bodies. That would be horrific. So we'll keep it posted on that story as well. All right, coming up on 7:30, up next, Stop the Money Grab. But whose grab is it? Time for latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a suspect is dead and a Baltimore Police Department officer was transported to shock trauma after a shooting in Baltimore on Tuesday. At around 11:50 a.m., police responded to a burglary call in the 6200 block of Park Heights Avenue. According to Richard Worley, when officers arrived at the scene, they were immediately met with gunfire from a suspect firing from the inside of a house. An officer was shot in the leg. The other police in the area were able to apply a tourniquet and transport the officer to shock trauma for treatment of his injuries. And a proposal to raise Baltimore County Council salaries is drawing criticism from residents and political opponents. An advisory board has recommended increasing council pay from $69,000 to $140,000 a year. Critics are also raising concerns about a separate measure that would increase pensions for former council members when current salaries rise. Council members say the salary recommendation has not yet been approved and remains under review. And Baltimore County officials and police are discussing ways to address juvenile crime after a chaotic teen meetup at White Marsh Mall. Authorities say six juveniles were arrested Saturday on charges including assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. Officials say the gathering grew large and rowdy as the evening went on. Police and community leaders are now considering additional security measures and youth programs to prevent future incidents. And the Maryland State Highway Administration will be lowering the speed limit on 50, the business one, between Civic Avenue and Hobbs Road. The change takes place on Friday, with the speed limit dropping from 55 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
is 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Beautiful sunrise. If you're heading east on the Bay Bridge, just took a picture of that and posted it up on Facebook if you want to take a look. Very nice eastbound and clear as you're working your way over towards Kent Island. The westbound side, the lanes are open. No issues right now as you're coming through the area around Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge, over towards I-97. But the morning backup is there now. Pretty good sized delay, but it's the usual delay on I-97 southbound coming down from Benfield through the ramp at Route 32, and then we pick up speed after the bridge at 178. All the normal delays are on the Beltway. Last check, we were still right around 15 minutes. Nothing horrible so far this morning, but definitely busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very warm day ahead of us, but we're also tracking some strong to severe storms. Highs in the upper 70s today with storms firing up later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, even a brief tornado possible. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens sending shockwaves across the NFL last night, reportedly backing out of the deal that would have brought Max Crosby to Baltimore. His former team, the Raiders, releasing a statement on X that simply said, the Ravens have backed out. No further comment at this time. Crosby had been in Baltimore the last few days, taking his physical, meeting with the Ravens and Owings Mills. The NFL Network's Mike Garofolo reporting last night.
Just speak to a source familiar with the reasoning here. We can confirm it is a medical reason. That is the reason why this trade did not go through. Again, these things are subjective. I say this all the time. You can say, oh, they failed him on a physical, and you say, oh, okay, well, 30 doctors in a room would all agree. That's not how it works.
This is at least the fourth time in Ravens history that this has occurred, although never was such a high-profile player. Baltimore would retain its draft capital in this case and no doubt go after Trey Hendrickson. All of this, by the way, occurring with no sniff of a Lamar Jackson contract redo. The Ravens looking for at least $30 to $40 million in cap relief. Meanwhile, the Athlon Sports has tabbed the Ravens as the NFL's biggest loser in free agency. The team has been gutted with 9 players departing and only guard John Simpson arriving. Yesterday, it was Patrick Ricard joining John Harbaugh in New York, despite saying this just a few months ago.
I want to stay here. I want to be here. I want to retire here.
Things change. Harbaugh has nabbed 4 Ravens in the last 2 days. O's news, the team back in Sarasota for a 105 tilt with the Pirates today. Kyle Bradish taking the hill for Baltimore. Yesterday, however, it was Kobe Mayo Day in Palm Beach, Florida.
Ooh. First pitch hammering Kobe Mayo straight down the left field line. That ball is hit a ton and gone.
My goodness, huh? You need a subpoena? Maybe a federal judge and a couple of bloodhounds to find that one.
Ben Wagner and Big Ben McDonald had the call on MLB TV. Mayo's 2-run second inning shot, part of a 4-for-4, 5 runs driven in for the O's. New third sacker, at least until Jordan Westberg returns. Mayo now 13-for-26 on the spring and even 500. A homer, 10 driven in. O's fall to the Astros yesterday. 7-6 was the final. WBC last night, a shocker in Houston. Italy beating the U.S. 8-6 the final. It was 8-0 in the 6th when Gunner stepped to the plate.
That's a drive to right center field off of the bat of Gunnar Henderson to get the U.S. on the board.
Well, it
That's a start.
Call on MLB TV, Gunner's first WBC home run, and it did start the U.S. on the comeback trail, only to fall short. The team now awaits today's Italy-Mexico result. If the Italians win, the U.S. is in. If Mexico wins, it gets complicated with tiebreakers. Local college basketball last night, America East semifinal at UMBC. The Retrievers run past UMass Lowell, 91-69 the final, their 11th win in a row. UMBC will host Vermont Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN2 for the right to go to the NCAAs. And Maryland extends its season yesterday, jumping out to a 33-12 halftime lead en route to an opening round 70-60 win over Oregon. The Terps will take on Iowa at noon today in the Big Ten second round. The time now is 7:37. When we return, does Chris Davis and Storm Davis belong in the O's Hall of Fame?
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
This is going to revive some bad memories for Oreo fans, but
wow.
Chris Davis was announced yesterday
wow.
as being inducted. He will be inducted to the Orioles Hall
wow.
of Fame. They are still paying Chris Davis.
Yeah.
They are going to pay Chris Davis through 2037.
I think this is what happens. I mean, we had all those great Orioles of yesteryear when they were winning pennants and
right.
World Series, and this, I think, is indicative of the dearth in championships. I mean, you are scrambling to find somebody to put in the Oriole Hall of Fame. And I don't think Chris Davis belongs.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he did have some great years.
He did.
He deserved that contract at that moment, okay? But it didn't turn out to be anything near what it was. And then there's Storm Davis, who didn't have, you know, that kind of baggage.
Yeah.
Okay, but still, only 61 wins in seven seasons for the Orioles. Is that Hall of Fame worthy?
He wasn't part of the 420-game winner season, that's for sure.
But there are none of them left to put in the Hall anymore.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that's where the Orioles are today. Or at least that's where they were a few years ago, and now this is the result. Chris Davis and Storm Davis getting inducted into the HOF. Just
wow.
don't understand it.
That's pretty bad. It's as I say, it's symbolic of just how far the mighty have fallen.
I mean, do they have to induct somebody every year?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
Well, take a pass.
You know, maybe they should putting ushers and stuff in the Oriole Hall of Fame.
How about Clancy, the beer guy?
Exactly.
Clancy is here with ice cold beer.
And the lemonade guy used to shake the lemonade.
Shaky Mike.
Yeah, Shaky Mike.
He's got to go in.
All right. Next up, it'll be the birdbath guy. All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So Democrat lawmakers and advocates gathering yesterday, they're saying to stop the money grab. They're talking about BGE.
Stop the BGE money grab. The bills are too damn high.
But maybe they should be looking internally at themselves, because Democrats like Dollar Bill Ferguson, that's his new name, Dollar Bill Ferguson and others have been taking all sorts of utility, big corporate donations to their campaigns. Here's Delegate Lori Charkudian slamming Exelon for their policies.
Since Exelon acquired BGE, Pepco, Delmarva Power, you see an extraordinary increase in distribution costs that overshoots the costs of inflation over time. And so what we know then is that the Exelon utilities have, as a corporate strategy, build as much as you possibly can, as fast as you possibly can, so that you can keep charging ratepayers for that over time.
Yeah, and all of this is being done under the watchful eye of the Public Service Commission and of the Democrats. By the way, the Democrats who run and have run the Maryland General Insane Asylum for decades now. So you can't lay this at the feet of Republicans and put together an energy package. They have dismissed that. Now there are two bills. One of these is would change the STRIDE law in Maryland, impacting how utilities like BGE could recover costs from customers. And this is an advocate, Emily Scar of Maryland PIRG, rather, who says that BGE should not be financially incentivized to maintain their systems.
They're raking in record profits. It's time for our legislators to repeal the 2013 STRIDE law. BGE is legally required to maintain the safety of its gas system, including making necessary repairs and replacements, without additional financial incentives.
That is true. But at the same time, when you get new customers, you know, when there has to be a new pipeline laid, you know, again, they're going to spread some of that cost onto the ratepayers. In fact, BGE says, this is Nick Alexopoulos, who is basically saying that we need to repair the current infrastructure.
We're replacing infrastructure that needs to be replaced. Full stop. This is not an argument. This stuff, these pipes have to come out of the ground. They are brittle. They are crumbling. They leak at 100 times the rate of the replacement material. Stride itself adds roughly $12 to your average customer's bill.
Brittany Jones, she's Vice President of Governmental and External Affairs for BGE. She talked about the other bill that's up for debate that would allow for BGE to generate energy in the state.
BGE is focused on its customers, and we all have a crisis right now in terms of reliability and also customer affordability. This bill would allow a different solution for customers where we can increase the amount of generation in the state, which is desperately needed, and the byproduct is that the prices in the capacity market could decline.
And Fox 45's Jessica Babb asked BGE CEO, again, her name is Tamla Olivier, whether or not if BGE was allowed to generate energy, would they profit from it?
Yeah, it's definitely not a money grab. What we're saying is if the generators show up, great. That solves affordability issues for our customers. I'm good with that. But in the absence of that, we want to be able to play a role and be part of an all-of-above solution that Governor Moore has talked about to ensure that we are not reliant on New Jersey to get our power or West Virginia to get our power, that we're able to generate in the state to save our customers and Marylanders money.
That would also increase your profits, wouldn't it?
Yep. It would increase our profits.
Yeah, well, that's they're a for-profit company, and that would make sense. So I think that there's this delicate balance here right now as to the money grab the Democrats have been taking from utility donations, corporations like BGE, like Exelon. And then, of course, BGE's making profit. So everybody's making money. Democrats are making money. BGE is making money. Guess who's not making money? You and I. In fact, they're losing money in this whole ordeal. And yet they've got the unmitigated gall to get out there and protest. It's what a show, folks. It's Kabuki Theater. 743, we need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Give us a call now, 410-922-6680. Right now, an update on traffic with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're brought to you as a service, Bernese Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex, Baltimore County, just dispatching about 2 minutes ago to southbound 795. And the report was between Owings Mills Boulevard and the Beltway. Here comes the fire department south of Franklin Boulevard. So they're heading down into that area. Check your rearview mirror. They're coming south towards Owings Mills Boulevard. We'll see if they stop in that area. So far at the camera here at Owings Mills Boulevard, I don't see any impact. I don't see anything down at McDonough Road, but we'll wait and get an update on that. The backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels, more into the 20-minute range with 895 backed up beyond Pulaski Highway, 95 not quite back to Moravia Road, but at least 20-minute delays, which is normal now since the Key Bridge has gone down several years ago. That's the backup. Nothing out of the ordinary this morning at the tunnels. City Police with a new minor wreck downtown. They're at Mulberry at Green. Winter driving has been rough on everybody's vehicle. So now with this lull and the warmer temperatures, time to get everything checked out. Hoses and tires, things like that. Potholes take a beating on the tires. Time to get it all checked out. See Bernie at 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, final call here for you to choose the fake news. If you want to be a contestant, get some WCBM merchandise, then give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot right now. Get the match wits with the panel here. Maggie, Kristen, and Chuck the Body Whitaker. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, not as warm today as it was yesterday. Boy, it was gorgeous yesterday. Upper 70s, and then a little bit later on this afternoon, strong severe storms are expected with heavy damaging winds, downpours, hail, And et cetera. Rain overnight, going to cool things down for tomorrow. Right now it's a 47 in Ocean City, 54 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you today. Includes all sorts of stuff, pens, keychains, you name it, little baubles, trinkets. We clear out Maggie's desk every year.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
We find all sorts of interesting things. Should I share some of those contents? No, I better not.
Mouse traps, batteries.
The FCC gets kind of mad at that.
You know, we get, two-year-old popcorn has been found.
Gum.
In the desk. Gum.
You can always use it.
Exactly. A lot of Goldberg's peanut chews.
Lots of Goldberg's peanut chews. That's for certain.
Ain't they hard on you, Tifas?
Yeah, they take everything. I can't keep going. I'm getting in so much trouble this morning.
Gary and Sparks is our contestant. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
First.
All right, first. My okay, man. Gary, let's go man. First.
Gary.
Right. Here we go. Story number one. A federal judge on Monday has ordered the Trump administration must rehire all federal employees who were fired after being identified by Elon Musk and Doge last year. Federal Judge Matthew Braun, an Obama appointee, said that Doge was not authorized by Congress. Elon Musk was in violation of the Appointments Clause of the Constitution. Story two, there was a Camel Beauty Festival last month in Oman.
Camel?
20 camels were disqualified after they had undergone cosmetic procedures. Veterinary inspections revealed Botox, lip fillers, silicone reshaping, artificial hump inflation, and hormone injections. All of these banned.
Don't talk about us that way.
Under contest rules. One camel owner, referring to his camel, says these humps are real and they're spectacular.
Oh, my.
Story three. An Illinois woman who attended Donny Osmond's concert in Vegas claims she was injured by one of his balls. Apparently, a large, lighted, inflatable ball, one of many thrown in the crowd, hit the woman in the face. She is suing Donny and Harrah's Las Vegas Casino.
Don't sue Donny.
Saying that the ball caused a traumatic retinal injury and a neck injury as well.
What date was that? Was that when Maggie was off?
I actually saw that one. I was a witness to that at the Gaiety from the fifth row back.
Yeah. That is one of my. I would love to meet Donny Osmond, but so I want to be hit by one of his balls.
You
would
be in the front row at his concert, so you can see one of his balls up close.
Not if I get hit by one of his inflatable lighted balls. I cherish my retinas.
Okay. I actually did meet him. In New York.
Lucky.
He was on the streets right after one of his Broadway plays.
But I did not. Orlando.
There was like a mob of women around him, but I was able to.
And I wasn't in that mob. Well,
wait a minute.
You can vouch
were you
for
part
it.
Of the mob, or were you just
no.
saw him?
I just saw the mob, and then I saw who I'm like, who's
I'd be
in there.
Proud
and
to
I saw
mob
was Donny Osmond.
Did you shake his hand?
I don't remember, but I did get his autograph.
Oh, you did get his autograph? Okay.
He was starring in Beauty and the Beast as Gaston. He was really good.
Okay. All right. Obama judge orders Trump to rehire all federal employees fired by Doge. Camels disqualified for Botox fillers. And Donny Osmond's balls making news in Las Vegas. All right. Gary, what do you think?
Oh, boy.
That's what I said. I would say four.
Yeah. I'm going to go with one because the other two just seem bizarre enough to be true.
All right, Gary votes for story number one. Kristen?
I don't know either, but I'm going to say two.
Kristen goes for story two.
Oh.
Two. Maggie?
I'm going for the two story.
Maggie also goes for two.
Number two is always...
All right, there. Humps are real, and they are spectacular. Chuck?
Hump day is here. One, please.
Chuck goes for one, along with Gary. All right, story number three gets no votes. That's the woman injured by one of Donny Osmond's balls. That is a true story.
Oh,
and story number two, the 20 camels disqualified for hump fillers and hump inflation. That is a true story.
Oh.
Story one is our, I'm sorry, a fake story. No, that's true.
Wait.
That's right. It's true. Number one is fake.
Where
right.
am I?
Yeah, number one is fake.
Donnie's up.
Donny.
So, Chuck and Gary, you are the winners today.
Thank you.
And listen, my record now in this game is 5-2.
Oh, 5-2.
I'm not bragging, but I'm pretty good at this.
Well, your record's much better than Chuck's, that's for sure.
I would
Chuck,
say that.
I call Chuck, follow me.
All right.
That's right, I will. Thank you. That was a good lead. But I've won 3 days this week, too.
I love it when listeners take control. All right, Gary, we'll put you in hold today to get your prize. 751. Yes, sir.
The fire department is now southbound 795, almost to the ramp at the Beltway. So heads up for that.
Thank you, sir. You're listening to KC & Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, we found the wreck. It is 795 on the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp that brings you down, and then you start up the hill towards Reisterstown Road. The left side of that ramp, right before you merge into the Beltway, is affected. The fire department is there, so the ramp is backed up. We're going to back up on 795 back beyond the bridge at McDonough Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be sunny, upper 70s today, but then we're expecting a strong, severe thunderstorm later this afternoon, damaging winds and hail. That'll be through this evening. Rain overnight. Tomorrow, temperatures will drop as a result. Right now, 54, partly cloudy in the city, 53 in Stevensville. Patty in Hartford County wants to weigh in on the BGE profits. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. I think it's rich that Delegate Charcotian, the queen of net zero, the author of the Solar for All bill, is blaming BGE for rising cost. The fact is the PSC requires the utility companies to make sure that they have reliable service. If you remember the ratio that happened years ago and people lost their power for days and days and days, well, since that time, utilities are required to maintain a certain degree of reliability and must complete reports to the PSC that they're doing that. That means upgrading the lines, the poles, and when those things happen, it's more efficient service. But the true cost is the lack of generation in this state and the fact that we import so much electricity. And there are two bills pending in front of the legislature, one by Delegate Queen and one by Delegate Riley, to allow the utilities to build and own generation. And I have to say I support one or the other of them because we need the generation here in the state. We can't continue to not build. And Bill Ferguson's bill of the Next Generation Reliability Act or Energy Act, Certainty Act, whatever they called it last year, required the PSC to have a solicitation for generation. That was a huge failure. The only real generation solicitations were from Constellation, from natural gas generators in Perryman in Harford County, but they need at least an $800 million gas line to feed those generators at that size. So complete failure. Someone needs to build generation. The companies that are the generators here in the state have failed, but yet they sent a bill under the P3 power group that they're opposed to those legislative pieces by Queen and Riley. Someone needs to build it. So if the utilities want to step up and build it, yes, anybody's going to make money that builds a generator. Yeah. So it's all a joke, and Charcotian is the biggest sanctimonious person who just thinks we can live on solar, and we can't.
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. And again, the incredible hubris on her part, along with many of the other Democrats. Her policies have gotten us into this scrape as it is now. And now, of course, they want to point the finger of blame and say, stop the money grab. They've been grabbing the money all along. Patty, thanks sure so have. Much. Appreciate the call. By the way, new Daily Mail poll out on the Democrat presidential ticket. And this was run late in February. And we'll do the Republicans next hour. But Democrats right now, the leading vote getter, there she is again, Kamala Harris, queen of the word salad, 23%. Gavin the Slickster Newsom, 19%, who is his wife, Jennifer Seibel Newsom, is queen of the gender mutilation movement in California. Pete Buttigieg, Judge, is third at 10%. Unsure gets 10% of the vote. AOC, 7%. Cory Booker, 5%. Josh Shapiro, 5%. Mark Kelly, the dazed space cadet, 5%. J.B. Pritzker, 4%. Gretchen Whitmer, 3%. I know you're waiting to hear Governor Moore's name, but you got a ways to go. Andy Beshear, 2%. Tampon Tim gets 2% of the vote. Amy Klobuchar, 1%. John Ossoff, 1%. None of the above, I'm sorry, 1%. John Fetterman, 0. Ro Khanna, 0. Ruben Gallego, 0. Wes Moore, there he is, at the very bottom of the poll with 0%. Zero. That's why he's upping the ante. That's why he's giving all these commencement speeches. That's why he went to a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. In fact, he's more concerned about the Selma Bridge than he is the Key Bridge. Go figure. 7:59. We'll get the Republicans for you next for 28. Town Appliance. Go see my good buddies, Mayor. They'll set you up. Great display of over 70 different brands if you're in the market for a new appliance or a new kitchen, whatever you may be interested in. They're the best. So you can go and see everything. They explain everything. They want you as a customer for life. They have competitive pricing, and they have five-star customer service. You will not get any better service anywhere. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Coming up next, John Myrick will answer to the accusations of stolen valor. Stick with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Iran continues to attack targets in several neighbor countries as the war led by the U.S. and Israel reaches day 11. Two Iranian drones hit near Dubai International Airport and wounded four people. At a Pentagon news briefing, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane said Iran has been adapting to the U.S. attack, but not fast enough.
We are watching what they're doing, and we are adapting faster than they are.
Are they more formidable than you anticipated, General?
I mean, I think they're fighting, and I respect that, but I don't think they're more formidable than what we thought.
In politics, there will be a runoff to replace a House seat in Georgia.
After Tuesday's
special election. Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris have advanced to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump endorsed Fuller, who was likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th congressional district. Harris was the Democratic nominee in 2024 when he lost to Greene. He's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Greene's term. Republicans need the win to help bolster the party's slim majority in the House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Parts of Illinois and Indiana were hit with severe storms, including tornadoes. In northwest Indiana, several homes were destroyed in Lake Village, and a 911 center south of Chicago was overwhelmed with emergency calls. Police are investigating whether a bus fire in a town west of the Swiss capital was started deliberately. Six people were killed and five injured in the blaze. A check on Wall Street stock futures are down just a fraction. More at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085. Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, 795 southbound. If you're coming down from McDonough Road, you're taking the ramp that would take you up the Beltway towards Reisterstown Road and towards Park Heights Avenue. There's an accident at the end of the ramp, almost to the point where you merge out onto the Beltway. The right side of the ramp is open. There's going to be a fire department unit there and a medic unit and the state police. So room to get by to the right, but we're slowly starting to back up to the bridge at McDonough Road. We're still holding in there with 15 to 20 minute delays southbound. Nothing major right now. The last time we checked, all the lanes open and busy at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very warm day ahead of us, but we're also tracking some strong to severe storms. Highs in the upper 70s today with storms firing up later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, even a brief tornado possible. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Pikesville and 53 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines. From the WCBM Maryland News Center, Fox 45 reports that Baltimore County firefighters responded to a fire in White Marsh on Tuesday afternoon, leaving one person injured, officials announced. The fire occurred in the basement of a single-family home located at the 11,000 block of Holter Road. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson has not responded to questions about campaign donations he's received from utility companies after a political challenger publicly called on him to return the money. They reached out to his office, says Fox 45 on Monday, asking about nearly $60,000 in energy-related donations and requesting his response to calls that he give the money back. As of Tuesday afternoon, the Senate president had not replied. The questions stem from a viral social media post by small business owner Bobby LePin, who's running against Ferguson for his Baltimore City State Senate seat. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 850. The pick 4, 4196. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, this Max Crosby embarrassment is going to stay a while. The franchise-altering decision rescinded last night by Baltimore, according to a statement released by the Raiders. Could the Ravens not have known the extent of Crosby's meniscus injury? It's possible, until only after the physical revealed it. Could the Ravens have just gotten cold feet? Well, that would be impossible to prove. Either way, the Ravens will not be welcoming Crosby to Baltimore, a player who, since he entered the league in 2019, has played a staggering 6,449 snaps, including the two highest single-season defensive snap totals in the history of the NFL. WBC action last night. While the U.S. was getting beaten by Italy 8-6, White Sox outfielder Munetaka Murakami with an electric moment for his native Japan.
The 2-1 pitch. Murakami crushed deep right center.
The great Joe Davis with the call on FS1. Japan is unbeaten in this tournament. 9-0 over the Czechs yesterday, 34-9 in four wins, advancing in Pool C. Meanwhile, the Americans, after getting beaten by Italy 8-6, have to await the Italy-Mexico encounter today to learn their fate. Meanwhile, a milestone game last night in the NBA in Miami.
83. 83 points for Bam Adebayo.
Longtime Heat announcer Eric Reed had the call on the Bally Sun Sports Network. Adebayo went 20 of 43 from the field, 36 of 43 from the line. The 83 points, second most in NBA history, past Kobe's 81 in 06, behind only Wilt's 100 in 62. Coming up in 30 minutes, Carpe Diem, Kobe Mayo. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. One of the most serious of accusations you can make of anyone in either the service or is not in the service is that of stolen valor. You might recall the problem with the Bronze Star issue for Governor Moore, and now it has raised its ugly head again in the Republican side of the gubernatorial race with John Myrick and this press outlet accusing Mr. Myrick, who served in the Air Force, of stolen valor. So we wanted to reach out to John, get him on the air here this morning, and have him address this directly. John, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Sean, thank you again for having me.
It is our pleasure. So this started, I guess, when one of your opponents was basically calling out the other opponents for not making a comment on the troops, I guess, and in the military combat operations in the last 10 or 11 days. And you responded that for any candidate, especially one that has never served in uniform, to call into question the steadfast support for our military from the only combat veteran in the field. And that apparently is what precipitated this allegation or accusation from this group that that you were misleading people about your combat experience and your years as a senior intelligence officer. So I wanted to give you the floor, give you an opportunity to respond to these allegations of stolen valor.
Well, again, I appreciate that, Sean. And that outlet published those allegations without any evidence, without doing any research whatsoever. What they failed to understand is that my entire career in the Air Force Reserve was not in intelligence. I spent 10 years as a flight engineer flying C-5 Galaxies out of Dover Air Force Base mostly. And during that time, I served in conflicts on 5 different continents, including in the Gulf War. I've been under fire repeatedly during that time. I was under fire on several occasions during the Gulf War. I've been under fire in Somalia, in Panama, during the invasion of Panama, during Operation Just Cause back in 1989. For them to make baseless allegations with absolutely no supporting evidence actually is libel and defames my character.
And you have announced you're going to sue them?
We are. My legal team issued them a cease and desist notice last week, which they had not only ignored, they doubled down on, and even after I released my DD-214s showing combat decorations. So my legal team is currently preparing a libel and defamation of character lawsuit in the amount in excess of $100 million.
Now, I did see the DD-214s, which these are this is the discharge document that everybody who serves in the military receives when they are discharged from the service, and you released yours. And yes, I looked at those and read those. I'm certainly not a military expert, but it appears to me there were a number of medals and meritorious awards that you were that you did receive from your service. So what are they getting horribly wrong here when they're saying that you were combat support and not in direct combat? What are they missing?
Well, again, the outlet that's reporting this, the individual that's reporting this, has absolutely no military service and no basis for these allegations. People have repeatedly on social media corrected this this outlet, and these are people who are not even associated with me. And the bottom line is the 214s that I released, one from service in the Gulf, in the Persian Gulf conflict, clearly shows that I served in the Gulf. The second one I had released from 1999, the last DD-214 I received, because as a reservist, you don't receive 214s consistently or at the end of your service, only for periods of service over 30 days. But that one shows 4 expeditionary Armed Forces Expeditionary Medals, which are awarded for service in combat zones. They also show my Air Medal, which I received for valorous action under combat situations in the Gulf War, and an Aerial Achievement Medal for combat support missions flown during the Persian Gulf conflict. So again, anyone who has any military background could easily look at those DD-214s and see that the allegations against me are absolutely baseless.
All right, more with John Myrick. He's running for governor here in the state of Maryland as a Republican in just a second. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Now, one of our listeners said they were going down I-97, and it looks like it's out of camera range, but there may be a minor wreck on the shoulder southbound after the split at Route 32. I can tell you this, the backup coming down from Benfield is a lot more than it normally is. So Benfield Boulevard down to the merge at Route 32, and then finally it does pick up speed after the bridge at 178, and there's some bright sunshine right there after that bridge going south, so that's another reason we could be backed up as well. But apparently there was a minor accident. We thank that listener for the heads up for that. The other delay is the ramp coming off of 795 to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the long ramp that takes you eventually up to Reisterstown Road. Right at the end of that ramp, a couple of vehicles were involved. The fire department was there. The state police were also there. And the cleanup operations were still underway. If you give me 1 second, I'll tell you if it's still there. Yeah, still there, but now it looks like it's up into the painted out area. And they reopened the end of the ramp, so much better now on 795 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, upper 70s today. Then some strong, severe thunderstorms are going to move through the area. Damaging winds and hail, heavy downpours, etc. Rain overnight. That's going to drop the temperatures for tomorrow. into the upper 40s. Right now, partly cloudy, 57 in Ellicott City, 54 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline is John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate. He's been accused. I was not familiar with this press outlet. And you know, I've been a conservative in Maryland for a long time, John, and I'd never heard of him before. But
nor had I.
I did look at. There are people who follow this group out of Carroll County. But in any event, the point here is that when you look at the stolen valor, obviously very serious accusation. Who do you think is behind this? Do you have any idea?
Quite frankly, I don't. And I have, first off, I have absolutely no reason to suspect that this is an attack by any other political candidate in the field. I would not levy those allegations until or unless I had concrete evidence to that effect. Now, some of my opponents have been liking those comments on social media. And again, as you said, I've been a conservative, and I've been here in Maryland for a long time as well, and I've never heard of this outlet prior to this incident. But any news outlet, as you well know, has a duty and a responsibility to source their material and to make sure that they're providing the most accurate information they possibly can. And in this particular case, this media outlet clearly did not do that. And they, you know, stolen valor, as you said, is a serious accusation. It's actually an accusation of committing a federal offense.
Yeah. Well, you released your DD-214s, and you think that would have sufficed, or they would have backed down. But no, they are claiming that the release of your DD-214s verifies their accusation. So they're doubling down here.
They exactly are. And again, it clearly shows a lack of understanding of what they're looking at. My understanding is people who actually served with me and flew with me in combat conditions were on Kim Klasick's show yesterday calling to defend me. And on social media, my squadron commander who flew with me in the Gulf has also weighed in on this, and he doesn't even live in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, so anyone who looks at the 214s can see that the allegations against me are completely baseless. You know, I'm a life member of the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War. They take that stuff kind of seriously, too. And given the fact that I've been a life member of them since 1991, seems to indicate that the VFW is satisfied with my claims.
Well, I understand they're not only going after you, they're going after your wife as well. What, you know, that is...
Which is absolutely unconscionable. I mean, my wife is a sitting United States federal judge in the U.S. Immigration Court, a very accomplished attorney, and a military veteran herself, a veteran of the Army Reserve, the active duty Air Force, and she is currently serving in the U.S. Air Force Reserve. So to go after someone's family... With baseless allegations, is absolutely unconscionable, and there's no reason for this at all. And
it
must be dealt with.
It's dirty trick season now as we get closer and closer to the primary. Do you think this is because you're making some inroads here? They're afraid of what might happen in the primary.
Actually, I think that's exactly what this is, quite frankly. I mean, I'm widely considered to be the front runner in the Republican field. I've been out there for the past 14 months, as you well know, canvassing the state. You know, over 400 events last year and over 80 events so far this year, all over the state of Maryland, meeting people, and that has caused some political consternation amongst people who are lesser candidates.
Very good. We're out of time today, but I want to give you an opportunity to address these accusations, and we'll have you back talk more about issues in the near future.
And I appreciate that, Sean. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to come on today, and I look forward to the next time.
All right. That's John Myrick. Thank you for your service again to the country, John, and we'll get back and talk issues here in the near future. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning on Casey and Company. And time, we'll do our America's 250th birthday celebration coming up in just a second. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Look, these are serious allegations. Anybody anybody that's ever served in the military knows that, and they want to respond to it. So, again, I just think, you know, we're watching now. Politics is hardball, and there are people that play fast and loose with the truth. So keep that in mind. This is not a news outlet, by the way. This is a social media post from somebody. So keep that's important to point out as well. 821, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes once again. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And some good news continuing. Both the tunnels are still open and the backups have moved down just a bit. So now we're in the area of 10, maybe 15 minutes southbound. So we're making some progress there. Barring any new problems, we should be okay. And then looking at the junction, we're definitely busy. 95 Russell Street, 395. There's always a heavy flow of traffic southbound on 95. And it's here again. Again today after 395 out to Washington Boulevard, and then towards the Beltway it picks up speed, and getting into that area towards the Beltway it's not too bad. The northbound side is also heavy coming up from the Beltway, working its way up towards 395. Some of that is the bright sunshine through there. The wreck towards I-97 south of Route 32 is on the shoulder and confirmed. The backup is there. It begins as you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. Very slow right there at the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're looking at a sunny day to start the day. Upper 70s for the high today, but a little later on this afternoon, strong, severe thunderstorms are expected. Damaging winds, heavy downpours, hail all through this evening, rain overnight into Thursday, which is going to drop temperatures significantly by tomorrow. Right now, 55 and cloudy in Dundalk, and it is 56 in Pasadena. And time for, once again, the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, a national anthem at Fort McHenry, Baltimore, America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. It is on the, what do you have, a traffic update? All right, smack dab in the middle of America 250. Well, that's what makes America great. You can get traffic as it happens.
Well, sometimes it just takes precedence. New rack on the Beltway, on the outer loop, right at Wilkins Avenue. A couple of vehicles on the inner loop, a couple of vehicles on the outer loop. Southbound is backed up to Frederick Road. Northbound is going to back up to I-95. Thank you, Sean.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the update. On March 11th, 1779, Congress establishes the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to help plan, design, and prepare environmental and structural facilities for the U.S. Army. Made up of civilian workers, members of the Continental Army, and French officers, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers played an essential role in the critical Revolutionary War battles at Bunker Hill, Saratoga, and Yorktown. The members of the Corps had joined at the time of its founding in 1779, left the Army with their fellow veterans at the end of the War for Independence. In 1794, Congress created a Corps of Artillerists and Engineers to serve the same purpose under the new federal government. The Corps of Engineers itself was established as an enduring division of the federal government in 1802. And upon its reestablishment, the Corps began its chief task of creating and maintaining military fortifications. And these were responsibilities increased in urgency as the U.S. prepared for a second war with Britain in the years before 1812. The Corps' greatest contribution during this era was to the defense of New York Harbor. The fortifications it built not only persuaded British naval commanders to stay away from the city during the War of 1812, but later served as the foundations for the Statue of Liberty. In subsequent years, the U.S. Corps of Army Engineers evolved from providing services for the military to helping map out the uncharted territories that would become known as the Western United States. Beginning in 1824, the Corps also took responsibility for navigation and flood control of the nation's river systems. Today, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has made up more than 35,000 civilian and enlisted men and women. In recent years, they've worked on rebuilding projects in Afghanistan, Iraq, and rebuilding the city of New Orleans in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Look, if you're looking to sell your home, call Vinny. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, and here one of his agents are going to come out, take a look at your home, and, you know, again, once you sign on the dotted line, you'll agree to asking price, time frame. Once you make that agreement, you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple, because Vinny's got a database of 13,000 buyers that are ready to purchase your home right now. So as we head into the spring home selling season in just a couple of weeks, do it now. Be ahead of the curve, ahead of the market, and call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Your home is guaranteed to sell once you sign, and or VinnySteele.com. Tell them I told you to call. 8:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. 9 people were evacuated Tuesday after a fire broke out at a daycare facility in northeast Baltimore. Firefighters responded to the 7400 block of Harford Road and found smoke coming from the back of the building. 3 people were taken to a hospital for evaluation. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Attorney General Anthony Brown has filed a federal lawsuit against ICE and the Department of Homeland Security over conditions at a Baltimore detention facility. Officials say detainees were allegedly held in overcrowded cells and denied medical care. The lawsuit seeks records related to the conditions after federal officials refused to comply with a state subpoena. 3 Baltimore police officers are facing charges in separate cases involving alleged wage theft. Prosecutors say the officers manipulated timesheets or records to collect pay they did not earn. The charges involve a lieutenant, a sergeant, and a former officer accused of falsifying work hours and sick leave. Officials say the cases stem from investigations into misuse of public funds. One Baltimore police officer was shot Tuesday during a standoff on Park Heights Avenue in northwest Baltimore. Police say officers were responding to a burglary when a suspect began firing from inside a home and later held a victim hostage. Authorities say a police sniper shot and killed the suspect when he appeared at a window. The officer who was shot in the leg was taken to a hospital and later released. And Maryland lawmakers are raising questions about campaign spending by Anne Arundel County Delegate Gary Simmons. A review of campaign finance filings found some expenses that may not qualify as campaign-related under state law. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway, outer loop at Wilkins Avenue, was in the travel portion. The one vehicle left over now is in the median, so all the lanes are open. We're moving traffic down the hill from Frederick Road, but the backup starts there at Wilkins and is still all the way back to at least Liberty Road, and actually the tail end of that is backed up towards 795. We're on the move once again. There was a couple of vehicles also on the inner loop at Wilkins Avenue. They have cleared that area, not related to the wreck on the outer loop. So anybody coming up the hill from I-95 towards Wilkins, that's the reason for that delay from Southwestern Boulevard. I-97 has a wreck on the shoulder, keeping us slow at I-97 south of the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very warm day ahead of us, but we're also tracking some strong to severe storms. Highs in the upper 70s today with storms firing up later this afternoon. Damaging winds, hail, even a brief tornado possible. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Any way you slice it, there's no getting away from the speculation that the Ravens pulled out of the Max Crosby deal after seeing how gutted they were from free agency. The count now up to 9 departures, 4 to John Harbaugh and the Giants alone. Yesterday, it was Patrick Ricard's turn to head up the Jersey Turnpike, exit 16W, in case you're wondering, to become the highest-paid fullback in the league. Meanwhile, the Ravens getting their draft capital back. They can pursue Trey Hendrickson today, while trying to convince Lamar to restructure his deal. Orioles news, the team back in the friendly confines of Ed Smith Stadium today for a 105 encounter with the Pirates. Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore one day after Kobe Mayo seized the day in Palm Beach.
First pitch hammering Kobe Mayo straight down the left field line. That ball is hit a ton and gone.
My goodness, huh? You need a subpoena? Maybe a federal judge and a couple of bloodhounds to find that one.
Big Ben McDonald has to practice that before the game begins. Ben Wagner had the call on MLB TV. Mayo's 2-run second inning shot, part of a 4-for-4, 5 runs driven in for the O's. The new third sacker, at least until Jordan Westberg returns. Mayo now 13-for-26 on the spring and even 500. O's fall to the Astros yesterday, 7-6 was the final. Meanwhile, Mayo's teammate in Baltimore going yard in Houston.
That's a drive to right center field off of the bat of Gunnar Henderson to get the U.S. on the board.
call on MLB TV. Gunner's first WBC home run. And it started the U.S. on the comeback trail, but not enough, though. The Americans fall 8-6 to Italy. And the team now awaits today's Italy-Mexico result. If the Italians win, the U.S. is in. If Mexico wins, it gets complicated with tiebreakers. The Caps were idle last night, but their playoff chances took a hit anyway, as the teams in front of them all win. The Bruins nipped the Kings in OT 2-1 the final. The Blue Jackets ripped the Lightning 5-2. Caps in Philly tonight now find themselves 7 points behind Boston. The Bruins have a game in hand. Happy heavenly birthday today to former Pirates right-hander Doc Ellis, who once threw a no-hitter while high on LSD. Born on this day, March 11, 1945, passed away in 08. Ellis threw the no-hitter against the Padres in 1970 while under the influence, walking eight, hitting a batter, claiming he lost track of time and struggled to see the catcher's signals during the game, which resulted in a 2-0 win. Ellis also known for giving up this famous home run to Reggie Jackson in the 71 All-Star game.
There's a long drive. That one is going way up. It is off the roof. That hit the transformer up there.
Ellis apparently not on LSD at the time. The time now is 8:37. When we return, is Eric DaCosta under the microscope?
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
All right, so Sean, I'm going to give you a list of accomplishments, and then you make the call, okay?
Right.
Max Crosby situation.
Okay.
No Lamar extension. Tyler Linderbaum is gone. So is Isaiah Likely. The best fullback in the league, Patrick Ricard, is gone. Aloe Gilman, who saved the defense apparently last year, gone. Charlie Kohler, one of the best blocking tight ends in the league, gone. And more and more. And the only player that's come is John Simpson, a guard who the Ravens actually let go a couple of years ago to the Jets. What is going on with Eric DaCosta at the moment?
I have one more question for you.
Mm.
Which GM was responsible for the Lamar contract?
Which GM was responsible?
Yeah.
The first contract or the second contract?
The one he just signed that's put them in pretty much cap hell.
Eric DaCosta.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that pretty much answers your question.
So you're saying it started there?
Yeah. That's where it started.
Yeah, could be right.
And that's why I think he tied his own hands in the future. And now look, it's not just him. Every organization faces this when they have what they believe is a franchise quarterback coming off a rookie deal or whatever. Then you got to sign him and keep him. But it does hamstring the rest of your team.
But when you have to make that decision, okay, you're deciding on keeping arguably the greatest athlete in NFL history, perhaps, at that point. Okay? That's what Lamar represented.
I don't
Lamar
know if I would
was,
say that.
Okay, but Lamar was a generational talent.
I think of Jim Brown. I think of so many others.
Okay, all right, granted. But Lamar was a generational talent. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was Eric DaCosta going
to
do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to structure a contract that is friendly to your team while you're trying to build a winner during this window. And the window is starting to close. And, that's why I think he had buyer's remorse on Max Crosby.
Yeah.
Watching all these guys exit the team, giving away first-round picks this year and next year.
He needed those picks.
And it's possible that I don't even know if you can afford. How do you afford Trey Hendrickson if you don't renegotiate the Lamar contract?
You've got to renegotiate Lamar.
So
Lamar's got all the leverage in this situation.
He put himself in cap jail with that contract, and now he's got to find a way out of it. It's a very tough thing to do.
So you're saying that he is under the microscope?
He is, 100%.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Gary.
You got it.
8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'll get you that Republican poll here in just a second. But a lot of folks are still talking. By the way, the juvenile crime situation continues to be a problem. We did the story the other day about the White Marsh Mall disturbance. What can be done there? There was a disturbance at Owings Mills Mall. A number of teens have been shot and have been killed in the last over the last weekend. And there was a meeting yesterday in Baltimore County with the police and with the city county council, rather, and try to come up with a way that we can get this problem resolved. We talked about a little bit about, is it time for the county to put it, can they put a curfew in place? And, you know, it's just, there's a curfew already inside the malls. You got to have an adult with you, I think, after 5 o'clock or whatever it is. But should there be a curfew for outside the malls? I mean, years ago, I remember pulling up to a 7-Eleven as a teenager and seeing a no loitering signs. And I actually was not loitering. I was sitting there waiting for a ride one night after a late football practice. I had a police officer come up and ask me while I'm sitting there drinking my Gatorade that I needed to move along. I was loitering. That was back in the mid-70s. So imagine what it's like today. But, you know, are there no loitering laws that can be enforced in these parking lots where they're having these link-ups and these, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And David Marks, county councilman, says the problem is it's just not kids from the immediate area. They're coming from all over the county.
I mean, part of the issue is that this is not just the Perry Hall White Marsh issue. These kids are coming from Edgewood, from Towson, from Rosedale, from other places. It's going to be, quite frankly, beyond me to develop those solutions.
Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger says this is a storm waiting to happen with all of these kinds of activities. You know, you got the car racing, you have the, you know, these link-up meetings, and then you have the Youth Charging Reform Act, where you have individuals that are accused of serious crimes, juveniles. They're just going to be released into the custody of their parents, and Schellenberger says he's concerned.
I'm concerned. There are crimes in there, like some simple robberies and things committed by certain age groups, like maybe somebody who's 15, that, you know, may or may not involve violence, that may or may not make it into adult court.
Yeah. And obviously there is a huge parental neglect problem in our country. And that's, let's place the blame. Look, not everybody is qualified to be a parent. Okay, let's say it. Let's put it out there. There are some people that have children that they reproduce because of biology, you name it, but they're not ready to be a parent. We need to start preparing people, especially younger people, when they're thrust into parenthood, what's involved, what they're responsible for, because there are so many parents that have checked out. They don't care where their kids are. They don't know, where their kids are, have any idea what they're doing. There used to be a TV announcement, I remember distinctly, at 11 o'clock at night, and I'm not dating myself. It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? And that ran every night. And unfortunately, we no longer do that. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Somebody posted the other day, warm weather, dirt bikes back in the city.
Yeah.
Not just one or two.
Well, as soon as the warm weather hits, and, you know, they're not in 18-degree weather linking up at the White Marsh Mall and partying. But once the weather turns warm, you're going to see all this kind of increased activity.
Big story last night. I don't know which one it was. I just have to come across several of the larger malls around the country have these things. You know,
yeah, no, it's not just Baltimore, it's everywhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
And look, you want kids to have fun. You want them to have the ability, but a lot of times when parents don't, if they're not playing sports or they don't play an instrument or they don't belong to some extracurricular activity, they make it up on their own, and that's, you know, where the problem usually ends up.
And the posting was, let's get lit, L-I-T-T.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're making progress on the Beltway West side. The accident has been gone long enough now. So the inner loop coming up from 95 to Frederick Road, much better, starting to make progress at the tail end of the backup, but still slow. We had the wreck earlier, about 20 minutes ago, on the outer loop at Wilkins Avenue. It was minor. They pushed everybody off the road, and then they started to leave. So the lanes are open. Going to take a little while for that to clear out. Still about a 10-minute delay going into both the tunnels, so nothing really big there. And for the traffic towards Annapolis, that one wreck was on the shoulder on I-97 southbound after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a pretty nice day today. Not as warm as yesterday, upper 70s, but then we're expecting some strong, severe thunderstorms later this afternoon. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail, you name it. All the way through this evening, overnight rain, and temperatures will drop tomorrow into the upper 40s. Right now, it's 60 and sunny in Millersville, and 56 in Middle River. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A 61-year-old father broke into tears when finally seeing color in his world for the first time. He had been colorblind his whole life. But back in December, his son got him a pair of special colorblind glasses for Christmas, thanks to a bonus from his employer. Here's Jim Gogan, seeing color for the first time in his life.
How does it look, Dad?
How does the Christmas tree look?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. That's 84.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like an eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. The technology that we now have to allow people to be able to walk again that may not have ever to see color, etc. It is just wonderful. And that is, of course, our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, take a phone call here this morning from Tony in Cockeysville. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Great. I wanted to call yesterday when you were talking about the the White Marsh deal with the Ute out
right
there, going out of control. I've talked to you before. We're the same age. I'm retired now, but I teach. I'm a substitute teacher now in Baltimore County Public Schools, and you and I talked before once about this. You might not remember. But, you know, when we look at the problem in the Baltimore, we talk about the problems of kids not graduating and low productivity in schools, et cetera, from the kids. This White Marsh Mall incident is an exact replication of what of where we are in the schools. The schools, just like the White Marsh Mall, you can build a beautiful mall. You can build the avenue at the White Marsh, spend $10 billion to make this wonderful, beautiful facility. And if the wrong people come, they're going to create problems. And it's the same thing with the schools, okay? I work in a number of Baltimore County public schools. I'm going to work one this afternoon. I'm doing a half day. We can have wonderful, wonderful schools, wonderful high schools, but it's the students, and it's a certain population of the students. I can teach at Dundalk or Kenwood. I've taught at Overly. I'll never teach in Overly again. And then I can go to Hereford or Delaney, which have exactly the same curriculum, the same books, the same curriculum, but the behavior of the students is completely different, absolutely different. It has nothing to do with the school. And I just now that I'm in the system, I get kind of ticked off at hearing the schools are letting the students down. The schools aren't letting the students down. Some of the students are letting all the other students down. And it's the same thing with what's happening. You know, you see White Marsh or wherever. You go up to what it is, a Hunt Valley Town Center. You know, it's a certain, and I hate to say that. I don't want to say that.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be that guy who says it's a certain segment of the population, a certain demographic. But it is. It's not the whole demographic, but it's that problem demographic creates a problem for everybody across the board. And what the answer is, I don't know. They can have all these meetings they want about, you know, how they're going to do, late night kids allowed to come here, go there, whatever. The police and the commercial properties can do everything they want. The school systems can do everything they want. But the kids, some of the kids are coming to school with that attitude that we're going to create problems. We're going to bring everybody else down with us. And there's nothing we as a society can do about it. It has to start in the home. That's the only way to do it. in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it starts with the parents, starts with the home, and I'm being told that the PSA was actually, it's 10 p.m., do you know where your children are? And that may be, I just remembered as 11, but it could have been 10 p.m. But that's what we need. We need a ongoing educational campaign for parents to start being parents again.
Because the curfews aren't going to do anything, Sean. When I was a kid, we were the same age. I was a rabble rouser when I was a kid. There's no curfew that's going to keep these kids home. Get out of here. It's not going to happen.
Well, it's the parents. It's the parents who take away the car keys.
Exactly.
And the problem is now you got rideshare and some of these bus lines. Again, so you really have to run roughshod. They don't leave the house. You're restricted. I'm putting a parental curfew that you don't leave the house after 9 p.m. Period. So or whatever.
I wish I didn't have to have that kind of a viewpoint of an observation. But now I'm in the system and I see it. Let me tell you, sometimes it's scary because you think this is our future. It's a lot different than it used to be.
You're right about that. And those that are up front on the front lines, they see it the most. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the call. 8:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Everyone should be on an essential fatty acid. These are the omega-3s that are essential to our well-being. And did you know that 90% of us are deficient in omega-3s? A recent medical study came out. A lot of people don't believe. They dismiss it. Oh, it's just fish oil. It's a lot more than just that. These are the essential fatty acids that your brain needs, that your body needs to help reduce inflammation, triglycerides. They have so many different medical benefits and health benefits to your body that I think everyone should be taking an essential fatty acid. And Rescue, they have the best, most powerful, potent, and pure, omega-3 supplements on the market today. They're tested. We know exactly where the fish come. They're cold water, usually off the coast of Norway. Sometimes we can track it to exactly which boat they come from. So, again, when you want a reliable omega-3 essential fatty acid supplement, all you need to do is call or order yours today. Use the coupon code OMEGA50. Buy one, get one free. That's Omega, OMEGA50, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online at res-q.com.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Need smarter office IT, print, and marketing solutions? Explore Dasio's multifunction printers, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydasio.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Ayatollah named, he didn't because he's dead, but they named his son the next Ayatollah. There's a time when you want to do what your dad did for a living. Your dad was a lawyer. You decide to be a lawyer. You're going to become one of the names on the door. Or maybe you want to be an accountant like your dad. But there are a couple things you don't want to be like your dad. Well, you don't want to be the same. Good luck with that there, Junior.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the 3's final report of the morning. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we mentioned that line of storms out there earlier. Cumberland, that has now moved into Hagerstown and not too far from Frederick. So western part of the state, that's the edge of what is coming later. That's the first edge, and it's already out there. So if you're traveling to the upper elevations in the western part of the state, be prepared. They're getting some heavy rain there. New wreck in the city just came in. Northern Parkway at McLean Boulevard. And we're a little better now. The wreck earlier, I-97 southbound after Route 32. That has cleared. The pace is much better now, coming down through the ramp at Route 32, picking up speed towards 178. Still some slowing on the Beltway, and we still have a little bit of a delay, but nothing major. Some backing and slowing southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, upper 70s today, sunny skies, then strong severe storms going to move through the area with heavy downpours, damaging winds and hail, going to drop temperatures overnight into tomorrow, so we're upper 40s tomorrow, so again, it was nice while it lasted, but we're back to regular springtime here, or late winter, as we should call it, because the vernal equinox is until Friday, March 20th. Dundalk has 58 and partly cloudy right now. It is 60 in Pasadena. Just getting a notification here that a van has crashed through a White House barricade, according to a Metropolitan Police Department. No threat, immediate threat to the president, but you know, once again, I don't know any other details, but they have now apprehended the drivers. I don't know whether it was a medical issue or there was something nefarious to boot. By the way, Bill Ferguson, Dollar Bill, as we call him, silent after his challenger. And by the way, the guy, Bobby Le Pen, he's as Marxist and progressive as AOC is up in New York. So I'm not promoting his socialist policies. I just like the fact he's challenging Dollar Bill Ferguson on his $60,000 in utility donations. But here's another profile in Courage for you. City Councilman Mark Conway, who was recently on Kim Klasick show, he is running for Congress in Kwasi Mfume's seat in CD7. Listen to this regarding his energy donations.
You know, this is one of the reasons why I decided to give all my money back. What I didn't want to happen is to have my insight, my judgment clouded by any fiscal support or funding or donations from an energy company, knowing that my constituents can't afford their energy bills.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because now that he's running for Congress, he decides to return his energy donations and contributions. But before that, while he was on the city council, it was okay. His judgment wasn't clouded or vision wasn't clouded. He took those donations and never thought about giving them back. Only now does he think about that. And then the other one is this Delegate Simmons in Anne Arundel County, that the Fox 45 spotlight on Maryland. This guy was using only 14% of his campaign contributions actually went to his campaign. The rest went to doctor copays, McDonald's meals, trips, you name it. And, of course, now he's running for the tall grass that he's been outed as being a campaign scofflaw. Delegate Brian Chisholm weighed in on Delegate Simmons. He's also from Anne Arundel County on his campaign spending foibles.
I know that you're not supposed to do that, and I certainly wouldn't do it. So I don't know why he would think he could do it if that's indeed the facts. But I guess the facts will play out over the next couple of weeks to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis was asked by Gary Collins at Fox 45, is Delegate Simmons in any kind of trouble yet?
So I don't want to comment specifically on any case. It has not been brought before us, whether a complaint or through any sort of manner. At this point here, the process will play out. You know, every campaign finance report gets audited.
At what point does it become criminal?
That would be for the determination of the state prosecutor's office. We would say that this would not be deemed a permissible expenditure and referred then to the state prosecutor.
Wow. Well, we'll see. See what happens. Would not surprise me here in the corrupt state of Maryland. And again, another lawmaker, Senator J.B. Jennings, is now introducing a bill that is going to make the state flag part of the Maryland state constitution. Since a lot of progressives and leftists are after our state flag, so that bill will die, but it's a good thought anyway. And Lieutenant Governor Runa Miller wants to change the Maryland state constitution to make it gender-neutral language. A masculine term such as he, him, and men would be changed to person, senator, delegate, or officer. She wants to get in there and start. And finally, I did promise this poll, Daily Mail poll for Republicans. J.D. Vance leads 53%. Marco Rubio as second at a distant 14%. So look, at this point, it'll be J.D. Vance's race to lose. Long way to go. All right, Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.